a bug.
All right, don't panic.
We're here. We are here.
Warning, warning, Robinson. Danger, danger. On heavy and a drifting.
Heavy snow warning.
Watch out. The roads are wet. They are still wet. They've been wet all day. Be very careful.
Storm Center storm tracker, hold on to your cojones, says. Well, it's wet outside.
We've got Megan McGrath standing by looking for a flake or two.
The roads are dangerously moist.
I'm out here on Main Street with my big, gigantic teeth. And right now I'm looking at 3 to 6 inches of nothing.
Megan, what can you tell us?
I wish I had floss.
Matt Collins is in the salt cellar. A blowing and a drifting. As Washington prepares to dig out from another snowstorm.
Okay, we will...
Asses.
We will get into this in depth.
They've done it this time better than they've ever done it before.
It's what we do, but first... Hold on, Mike.
Sweet relief.
Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
You.
You're goddamn right.
What do you
even got? Don says it's time to scale back the groaners. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I oppose you.
Shut up.
I oppose.
There are no rules today.
No.
There are no ballots. There's no guessing.
Okay.
There's no nothing.
Even Don says it's time to scale back the groaners.
About time.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
The D.C. area needs a ballot today with this blizzard.
What can you find in a country singer's dryer?
What?
Loretta Lynn. What can you find in a lizard's bathroom?
What?
Reptiles.
Ah.
Tiles.
Even Don says it's time to scale back the groaners.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
What prop comic is number one with colorful talking birds?
What?
Parrot Top? Hit me with a hey now.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Was that so bad, boy?
Seems so shallow.
I feel wrong.
Was that really so bad?
Even God says it's time to scale back the groaners. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Let me just say, tomorrow is the beginning of a new month.
Yeah.
And get ready for new groaner surprises starting Monday.
Exciting March groaner surprises.
That's right there, Don.
Even Don says it's time to scale back the groaners.
We did.
Hi,
there.
We did. That would have been better with a wheel.
For one day.
Hello.
We scaled it back. Hi, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, lady. Are you snowed in?
Hello.
How about you? You snowed in?
Hello.
Hey,
man,
snow
here.
Hello. Okay, hi there. Okay. Hi, Donald Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, what about that snow?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Nice.
Hello. Hello.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's introduce a very disappointed boy.
It was a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
I'm not at all well. Those rules are not just to entertain, they're also there to protect.
That's right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ed O'Cure.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. Remember, today's broadcast has a 2-hour delay. Not because of the snow, it's just how long our delay is.
Okay.
And here's Don Geronimo. Come on, come in!
Hello, everybody.
Hello!
Don and Mike Show. Here we go. Last day of the month. New episode on this Monday.
Monday.
02-28-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Not retarded. Let's get retarded. Hi. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this February 28th. Call us from anywhere in America. What?
He looks different today.
Well, he's layered. 877-365-3636.
Why do you look different today?
Might be the haircut.
Is it a new do?
New haircut, new goo in my hair.
Okay.
New color?
All right. I thought there was just he came into the office earlier and I noticed it, and then I noticed it even more now. Buzz looks a little different.
Dashing, isn't it?
New tinting.
Striking, really.
Thank you.
Striking, really.
Striking, really.
Long flowing robes.
And is it a new shade?
No, it's the no same.
Are you going
natural
more natural?
Color.
Are you going more natural?
It's always been natural.
No, but I mean, I see on the right side there might be a little G-R-A-Y.
I've showed you that before.
No, I see nothing but what looks like O-R-A-N-G-E and R-E-D. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you spell by that?
Yes, I can.
That would be I see orange and red.
If we were
orange
to give a statistical fact, the fact would be that, you know, we joke about his age. Technically, he is a little older than you and I, and he has the
divine a little.
He has the least gray of the three of us,
right. Generally speaking.
So did Ronald Reagan.
Depending on how it's cut, how it's cut. How much goo there is, and it depends on how much gray you will.
All right. It looks like a little more of a natural color.
Yeah.
I think maybe he might be easing into the white, the snow white like Barb Barker did.
We'll see.
I think it looks nice, Lucy.
Look at the man that just put you there. Look at that look.
Yeah.
No, that look that's going to end today.
Tomorrow.
Right?
So tomorrow's the last day with Rob's here. 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, from Canada.
The bone spot will be
800-636-1067. Good for you, Buzz. And same thing from Mexico and D.C. 202-432-1067. Before the weekend, before the Oscars, we must tell you what happened over the weekend with these weather forecasters.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say I apologize because we are being redundant and we all feel this way, but the truth of the matter is something really has to be done about this. The forecast last night for the D.C. metro area was heavy snow warning.
Heavy snow warning from the National Weather Service.
Not a winter storm watch. Not a winter storm warning. Heavy snow warning.
Up to
10, and they love saying, and it could be even higher.
Blowing and drifting. Now, they did cover their butts, but here's how they cover their butts. They cover their butts by talking about this rain-snow line, which could, depending on the track of the storm, which they always talk about, be closer or further away. That's all well and good, and they said that would depend, the track would depend on the totals. What they didn't say, and they never said anything about the potential for the storm arriving, 10 hours after they said it was going to arrive?
Mike, this is where I believe they screwed up. I believe that the storm did arrive, but at like 6 o'clock this morning, we're still 37 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. So whatever snow we were getting was not even hitting the ground.
It sprinkled.
And then when we did get snow, it was that rain snow where it doesn't add up on the cars,
but
it doesn't add up on the pavement.
Lakes in the sky where I live, and I live the furthest west of anybody here, they said that we would see the snow start shortly after or even before daybreak.
And, Mike, I agree because I live in what they call the northwest suburbs.
Right. Now, did you get flakes in the sky at sunrise or even an hour after sunrise?
No.
Not 2 hours after sunrise?
No, it was 10 o'clock.
Four
hours after sunrise.
That's right. Early.
Once again, D.C., the entire city, is shut down for the fifth day in a row. Now, there was a weekend in there, but the kids don't have school.
I don't think there's a school system in the entire metro area that had school today.
All of a sudden, the kids got a better vacation plan than you and I had. I thought we had the best vacation plan in the history of the world.
Yeah, and you're looking at maybe some slight slush on the road right now.
Right.
That just within the last 15, 20 minutes has happened. And the kids would be home from school.
Yeah, and maybe,
yes, they would.
And maybe where we are here in Fairfax County, maybe there's an inch of snow. Keep in mind that yesterday, I mean, I'm not kidding you, when they're running crawls on the bottom, I'm not kidding you now, crawls on the bottom, winter storm warning, heavy snow warning, 6 to 10, maybe more.
Blowing and drifting.
This would be the time, and I saw one of them on Channel 4 yesterday say, I know we don't often say this, but this might be the one where you do want to go to the store.
They had them camped out at the Home Depot everywhere else,
on,
of course.
On the Bredometer on Channel 9 with topper shut.
Uh-huh.
The guy actually has a graphic, the Bredometer, to show you how many loaves of bread you should buy.
Mm-hmm.
He had this at, I think, 6.5, which he described as you go up the scale, major storm.
Yeah.
Major storm.
Had every single school district and private school, public school, day school, country school,
every single one of them canceled all their classes today without one inch of snow on the ground.
Now
They based it solely
on the forecast.
On the forecast,
right.
And the hype of the forecast.
Right? True.
Getting out of line.
No, nobody ever stands up. None of these weather guys stands up and says, hey, we screwed it up. And as late as 12 noon today, I'm watching Topper Shut, the chief, as they call him, on Channel 9.
Yeah.
He's there with his ass boy, Tony Pan.
Chief?
Like on Get Smart.
Topper's in the building.
Chief? Or I guess that's a Beverly Hillbilly.
Yes,
Chief.
Right. Chief.
That's
Chief. Yes, so, Chief. Money.
So they're on the set, and they're going back. They've got the reports with all the reporters all saying, well, it is snowing, but it's not sticking to the grass, and it's not sticking to the roads. They come back inside, and Topper Shut. And this is where he should have said, listen, we got the forecast wrong. He stands with conviction to all 4 feet, 8 inches of man that he is.
Mm-hmm.
He stands there on his little box and he says, everybody, I want you to know, I originally predicted 3 to 6, which is a lie because he predicted 10 to 12.
Yeah. Right.
But now he says 3 to 6. And what you got to do is wait until it's all over.
Yeah,
wait
until, that's their big thing now.
Wait until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they are completely ignoring and making no reference to the fact that they totally blew it as far as when they said the storm was going to arrive. The reason school systems are closed, it's simple as this. It is simple that it was supposed to begin in rush hour this morning, and the snow was supposed to start technically at daybreak.
I had something else. Did you know that everybody in this building is gone?
Dismissed, yes.
Yeah, right. Because they believe the forecast. I got an email from Senior Hughes this morning at like 6:15 when I got up, like a principal would, sending out a note saying, I'm letting everybody in the office go home. If you feel that that the weather conditions are too bad, that you can't come in and do the show today, it's okay. The company understands.
I think that letter was based on the fact that they thought that
correct.
There would be 8 inches of snow on the ground by 12 noon
but
today.
Forecasters.
And what they said was, I don't mean to interrupt you, Buzz, but what they said was that it's the opposite of a week ago when we had a storm.
Right.
Because that's when the ground was too warm for it to accumulate, when that is the exact situation that Don was just mentioning before.
It's 37 degrees.
Today.
It's still 34 outside.
And you say forecasters will have a clearer idea once the storm is over.
Yeah, exactly.
That's handy. But the thing Doug Hill said to us, we had him on the show years ago, and maybe it was like a year ago, 2 years ago. Doug Hill said one thing to us that I remember. I'll never forget it. He said, when you look at a 4 day or a 5 day or a 6 day, it's like almost impossible to forecast the weather 5 days out, four
but
days
he did
out, three
say
days.
24 hours
within
out,
24 hours,
they should nail it.
Yep. And you know when it's a system that's coming up the coast, and they can't even say, well, it's going to start. You would think that they'd have that system down.
You don't know. Around the country, and apologies to those of you listening to us, you know, in Buffalo or Rochester or up in Maine where it snows all the time.
This is crazy.
It's no big deal. They build people into a
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
Hey, have you ever heard of this? A breadometer? People are actually looking at a weatherman on TV with stacks of bread.
Because they work everyone into a panic to hoard supplies that they don't need.
Here's the other thing.
Toast.
Here's the other thing that they all loved asking. Are you ready to hunker down?
Yeah.
Now listen, I want to tell you something. You know when you hunker down, either when you're at war.
Right, and you're in a foxhole and there's like shrapnel above your head.
Or like if you've just broken something and your wife is really mad at you, you go to the basement and hunker down.
That's right. Or if you've gone on like a national crime or killing spree.
Then you
want to find a safe house.
Yeah. You hunker down.
To hunker down.
And on the occasion that you really do get what a real blizzard is with whiteout conditions, where maybe, God forbid, you'll be trapped in your house for 3 days,
a few hours,
you know,
which is almost every 50 years here that happens.
I'm going to the extreme, but I'm saying even in that case,
right?
Okay, then you hunker down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hunker down for this.
No, and it has become this conspiracy, which I mentioned the last storm that they predicted,
yes,
to get ratings, to make you tune into their news, when it's based on a lie, and they are lying. And somebody's got to call them on.
Don't laugh,
Buzz.
No,
I'm not talking about the forecast. I'm talking about the whole life machine.
Hello? Darling?
Oh, dear.
Where are you at? Hello?
Well, she's hunkered down. And
what the hell's going on?
Well, she might be digging out from this wet road. Digging out.
Blowing in a drift tune. Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes. Yes. TV news. Local TV news. Local TV news. I'm going to say it once and for all. I just want to get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. Local TV news in this market, Washington, D.C., is crap.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, I can hear you. Hold on, baby. Sorry. Mike, go ahead. No, I agree.
It's crap. It has always been crap. And I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
True.
They are lazy. They do the same garbage they've done for 50 years with no forward movement, no freshening of it. It sucks.
You mean you don't like the golden shovel?
It sucks.
You mean you don't like the Doppler Super 9000? You mean you don't like the Storm Force Viper 3D?
Unbelievable.
Winter radar.
The Snow Patrol?
Mm-hmm.
Darling.
Sylvia, I was just about to call you. Did you tell them what I heard Doug Hill saying?
No, that's why I wanted to call you. See, this is how great minds work alike. My wife heard Doug Hill, who's the guy for ABC 7.
Uh-huh.
He does a thing on TLP, the radio station, news station. What was he saying today?
Well, you know the way I love to hear a man squirm. I mean, I know when a guy is making it. I heard it from you last night. I've heard it from Bart a million times. I know when someone is just dancing to make excuses and on the defensive. And he was so in defensive mode saying, hey, it was weird out there. It's not a science. We're not brain surgeons. He said, we aren't brain surgeons. He said, but then he goes into, so it's typical man defensive.
don't make this a man.
Easy, Oprah.
Anyway, it's not his fault. And then, okay, so then he goes into all the other guys, which is the other thing that
forecasters, but he doesn't mention them by name, correct?
He said, well, it's all those numbers flying around out there and all those, and he said, no wonder people were confused. Because so he's blaming it on the other guys and all the numbers they put out.
Meanwhile, if you had watched Dopey Channel 7, you would have gotten the truth. Right. Like, he didn't have a crawl on the bottom of the screen last night saying, if there's ever anybody at work you wanted to nail, go ahead and do it because there's not going to be a Monday morning to answer to.
I said this last time. I will take the meteorologists out of the equation. I'm not talking about just them. I'm talking about the whole machine.
Yeah.
The whole reporters out to the salt depository.
But in this case, I say kill the messenger.
Yeah, okay.
But
you know what? They're all the messenger, Don. They're all the messenger. The Megan McGraths of this world. The anchorman going, hey, a blowing Joe Krebs, Joe non-talent Krebs, saying a blowing and a drifting.
The news director with no imagination.
Absolutely.
They just stink.
And he also was saying, oh, but at 11 o'clock last night, I knew it wasn't going to be that much.
Listen, Doug Hill, if that's the case, how come you didn't get on
it? Sung it from the highest mountaintop.
You know, mm-hmm. Take your shirt off. To really.
Not literally.
Well, no, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
If you've got an announcement like that, come on and say, you know, Maureen Gordon, I've got an important announcement. Strip down to your mitts and tell us that there's really not going to be a blizzard.
Well, there's nobody on the, you know, the roads have diminished traffic because of, you know, the fact that people didn't go in today. A lot of people stayed home. But, you know, I mean, I don't care about the nation's productivity, but if you're talking about productivity and people getting jobs done, it didn't get done today.
They're just lying to us. They're lying to us. And all we want is just one time, just say, okay.
Hey, you know, maybe we've overshot the runway. Maybe we hype these things a little too much. Maybe we ought to really use a little bit of judgment like you're taught to do in the journalism class.
But here's what I think they did. I think that they did most of the weekend. They just mentioned a chance of snow coming Monday. Yeah. But then by Sunday,
they couldn't help themselves.
They couldn't keep it in their pants.
And you mentioned this early on, and I really do believe this. Assignment editors, news directors, they're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to send Megan McGrath out to Main Street in Fairfax at 5 o'clock in the morning with a TV truck going, waiting for it to snow.
And you know where that girl really needs to be? Doing an appointment from a dentist office somewhere. She got the biggest fake horse teeth I have ever seen.
It's easy to send people to the grocery store and talk to people coming out. It doesn't require any journalistic effort whatsoever. It's easy to send somebody to Home Depot to see who's buying a snow shovel.
You hear that we are all hot about this. What, Robbie?
I was just going to say, it's the same thing that puts people in airports on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
It's just laziness.
Repetition.
So now, Freddie, you've heard this, and you've lived with me with this, and you've seen me go up and get crazy about this. Now you're involved in this, right? Now that you've heard this with Doug Hill, do we share this? Are we bonding on this?
Well, this has been my attitude all along. You're the one, like the, you're like the person that has had a man lie to him 100 times, and you keep going.
I agree. I think we're I think we're not alone with that.
I said I'm guilty on that.
Yeah. Wolf,
no. I'm a big hypocrite on that.
I think we're all like
about
that.
It, but
we're
I watch
like
it.
That.
But still, it doesn't mean that I don't want to.
I have a button on my screensaver that has the national weather forecast, and I just go there and look at it. Oh. Not that it's right, but at least I don't have to watch all the other crap.
Only be as smart as you. I wish. Well, that's why I drink.
But you and your buddy are on the phone talking about snow.
Yes, we are, me and my buddy.
I know. You and your buddy are toasting the snow and drinking and watching together.
Me and my buddy last night on the telephone. I'm sorry I have a friend.
No, I'm just blaming all your bad habits on him.
Hi, friend.
Hello, buddy.
You know,
I
got you blamed on me. Well, no, not really you. God, get well soon, Big Frida.
Yes.
Who was in the hospital, scared us all out of the hospital. We hope she's doing better. So Frida was up there dealing with that, and she came back home, and there was the weather stuff, and then this was yesterday, and then we all got back home, and she went to the store, and she went out to the store, and I had a drink, and by the time she got back home...
Okay.
I had a drink.
That's a term with a lot of gray area.
Okay, I had a double, and I was in a fine mood.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I mean, I was, you know me, when I drink, I get happy.
Yeah.
I was like super happy.
Well,
I'm happy.
Beyond happy, you were slurring and bloodshot. So, you know, blame it on a drink if you want.
This is last night.
This is about 5:30 yesterday.
5:30, yeah.
Yeah, and meanwhile, my mood wasn't the best because I had come back from helping my mother. I had been to the grocery store yesterday, which would ruin anyone's mood.
Yeah.
If you go to the grocery store the day before, we're supposed to have a...
I'm going to call you out on this, Frida, but... Every time there's a storm, I think you go to the grocery store.
No, my husband told me to go to the grocery store.
Okay, I'll blame him then, too.
I do. I mean, there are things we need, Mike. I can't help it. I told you, I'm...
You're brainwashed.
I'm crazy like that, too.
You're brainwashed.
So here's her point about...
Don't you go Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock?
Yes, that's my normal time to go. No, I really do.
Do you normally do a run on Sunday?
If I need something, yeah.
Okay,
but,
all right.
But really,
something that's going to be a blizzard, you betcha.
Yeah. I'm guilty. But that's why I'm mad at these weather guys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why I'm mad at them.
You're off the hook.
So she comes in last night, and I don't know, she's been out at the store, and she comes in, and I go, hi. Right away, she says, oh, I don't want to even talk to you. I said, what?
She wanted to talk. It's no fun when somebody's slurring and you are not.
You know, I said, I'm not like falling down.
No.
I mean, really, I swear on my kids' life, I had one drink.
That gray term of one drink. But yes, but it's still no fun when somebody else is happy and you're crabby and the other person started the party without you.
Well, you know, T.S., I don't know what to say. It was, you know, I was enjoying myself. You were not enjoying yourself. But all worked out in the end.
I know, but it comes from hanging with, you know, your buddy.
Oh, that's what she said about me. She said, well, because I said, hold on, wait a minute. In the time...
Can you clarify, buddy, because even though people will know it's Rob, they're going to think it's me and I'd like to distance myself.
Oh, no, and Mike is my best buddy.
No, he drinks a lot. Mike drinks a lot.
In this particular case, she's talking about Rob, right?
She and I had seen each other. Because,
Mike, you don't drink alone, do you?
Been at home.
No.
Been
there
home.
You go.
We've been at home.
And two people in that room will go and hold themselves up in their various little caves and talk on the phone to each other and get snockered.
Yeah, okay. It's called dealing with it. That's what I call it. But what she said about you, Rob, was when I was really mad yesterday, I said, I'm not drunk. When I've been drunk, I've fallen down the stairs.
That's drunk.
That's drunk.
I said,
Christ, you know, you left the house 90 minutes ago. I was fine. Well, I had a drink. I said, what do you think? I had 8,000 drinks. She said, no, you're just like your best friend. All you want to do is just and have your good time. And
I don't think I said in quite that tone of voice.
It's always nice to be talked about.
No, I think you said it in a more pleasant tone. No, actually, it was in an angrier tone of voice.
No, it was angry. It just didn't sound that smoky, raspy way you made me sound.
That gravelly way?
Yeah, it didn't sound gravelly.
Are you commenting on my voice? Because I believe
for
the first time in like 3 weeks.
I don't sound like that. Like one of Marge's sisters on The Simpsons.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Mrs.
Selma and who?
It was what's her name?
Fatty.
And
Selma.
I'm going back to 24, though. What's that actress's name, Mike?
Oh,
who plays Baruce's mom?
I have to find the name. I forgot it. I have to get the name. Hold on a second.
I'm so pleased. It's the first time in about 3 weeks I've not come in and felt like I've got a kidney stone in my throat.
But Ed, you don't
find
sound,
the name for you.
You don't sound like Mr.
Shore Agdushlu. Shore Agdashlu. I play Baruz's mother.
Mrs. Aras.
Baruz, I'm Mrs. Aras. Could you hand me a cinnamon stick to chew on?
Mrs. Aras.
Played beautifully and ever so skillfully by Shore Agdashlu. I am on 24.
All right, baby. So, how is the weather in our house? Is it still the same? Is it even sticking to the pavement?
Let me see if I can still see the driveway.
We're going to Frida out in the western suburbs. How's it look? Find out how it's going. How's it going out there? See any flakes in the sky, Frida?
Well, the driveway is no longer black. It's now gray.
It's
so
gray.
There's a little bit of snow on it.
There you go. Well,
that means it's sticking, so we'll be digging out for 2 weeks.
So, winter storm warning. All right, darling. I'll see you.
All right, I'm going to go sit by myself and have some drinks.
Hunker down.
All right, yeah, do it. Enjoy yourself.
All right, bye.
Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Let's go check in with Pat Collins. Okay, we've got snow. We've got salt. We've got the doors. We've got the camera. We've got my cap. We've got my mashed potato face.
You know who I felt bad for when I was driving into work today? I had to go past, I'm not kidding, 20 plows that are just sitting on the side of the roads.
Yeah.
These poor guys.
The guys that really suffer during
these have been the guys that have been sitting on the side of the road since 4 o'clock in the morning because there's nothing to plow.
You know what I saw yesterday is a few guys that look like independent plowing contractors because they just have, like, pickups.
Sure. I mean, guys that really, you know, they're usually, like, landscapers that want to make a buck during the this time of year.
Just out driving around. Hey, got the plow.
Got the plow.
Got driving
plow.
Around.
The city guys get, like, triple time and can read porno magazines and stuff while they're waiting for the snow to fall. They do get paid. Yeah. So it's your tax dollars at work.
That's right. Wouldn't it be great if this morning on Channel 4 they showed tape, like, from 1978, but it was the same thing?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm air it down at the salt, and
you
were waiting.
You could see 1970, easy.
You can do
You'd see the exact same story.
And here's my question for you. With Pat Collins being... Pat Collins on Channel 4 is the guy. He's their body bag guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's his main thing. If there's a gruesome killing spree, he's all over it. His little bad Jackie
kinda
Stewart.
Kind of Mike Buchanan's old act.
Yeah. What's he doing? I mean, in a snowstorm, when you're in front of the salt pile,
right?
That is.
Yeah, it seemed to me to be a step down.
That's like having to be at the airport on the day before Thanksgiving.
They had him at the salt pile, which to me was an amazing demotion for Pat Collins. I couldn't believe it. You know, meanwhile, you know, how do you think the reporters that can maybe put string two sentences together, how do you think they feel about going back to the anchor desk with Krebs and Harrison? You know, two people that barely can read the prompter. You know, and they're back there going, well, there's the shot of no snow.
And
drifting and a blowing and a digging out.
Meanwhile, back on 9, have we commented on J.C. Hayward's wig that she's wearing now?
Not today.
Her Winnie Cooper wig? That's
no,
the only way to describe
I don't think
it. At J.C.
Little Cleopatra look to it?
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
It's really not working for J.C.
That's too bad.
But she does look. She does it in her own way with her little lift.
Yeah.
Oh, Faux Topper will be here to tell us about the snow. I don't see snow outside.
It's a good hairpiece to wear when it's blowing and a-drifting. As Washington gets ready to dig out from the biggest snow of the year.
Come
Light
on now.
Machine asses.
Where are one of these weather people calling in?
Or I'll take anybody.
Here is John. John, Don and Mike show. Hello, John. Johnny.
I'm not Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not Johnny.
Well, it says on the screen, on air, John. Excuse me, John. What's your name?
My name is Barry. Barry.
How did Joe turn you into John, Barry?
Hold on, please. I know it's a small point.
Let's check in with Captain Sleepers.
He's at the salt.
Hello?
Joe. On line 2, it says John.
Where is he? What line are you on?
I'm on the old ones.
Are you on the old phones?
Yeah. The one with the sound, the same console I'm calling you on.
Oh, you know what? John called like 20 minutes ago, so this guy the screen probably didn't clear out. When Barry got
blown. Oh.
Damn screen.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to talk to Barry. What's he want to talk about?
I don't know.
We Well, you screened him, you idiot.
No, I screened John. I don't know how Barry got on there.
He's on hold,
though. Would you like to have Joe screen Barry?
Yeah, why don't you screen Barry and then get back to us on if we should take that call or not.
Hold on. I'll just put the phone down here.
Okay. Now we'll get to hear the intricate behind-the-scenes process. I know you often wonder, what's it take to get on the show?
Yeah.
Well, we're not taking unscreened calls.
You're hearing it now.
Okay. He did not. Did he do it, or did he not?
This is why the show moves at such a rapid pace.
He says that Doug Hill quasi-apologized today.
Quasi-apologized. All right.
He said that he could have done a better job.
Please tell him that the call is not airworthy.
Okay, hold on. Barry? No. You only get one
text
per call.
One what?
All right, buddy.
One something.
One subject, I think.
Good call, Don.
Well, hey, Joe?
Thanks.
You said they only get one what per call?
Well, he said he was going to try a different text. And I said, you only get one text per call.
Thank you, Joey.
Send a widow a corsage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's see. The snow, we'd like to hear from a weatherman or somebody about this. Listen, because unless we get up tomorrow morning and there's like 8 inches of snow and we got to come in and eat a big piece of humble pie tomorrow.
I'm still not going to eat it, even if there's 8 inches of snow on the ground. I mean, in my opinion, the big mistake here is that they not only missed the arrival time of the snow, they missed whether it was going to accumulate.
The new forecast just out this hour is calling for a total of 3 to 6 inches for the Washington area.
Right,
define the Washington area.
That's heavy storm warning.
Well, Washington, D.C., and the Maryland and Virginia suburbs.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, but the thing is, this is why we need one of these weather guys to get on the phone, because I'm tired of them saying, oh, but down in, you know, Butt Scratch, Virginia, they got 5+ inches. I got news for you. If you had a TV antenna, you couldn't pick up Channel 4 in Butt Scratch, Virginia.
Right.
And also, if this storm is so crazy and out of control, going to give us 10 inches of snow, why are you focusing on what's happening in Pennsylvania?
Did anybody happen to remember the wind forecast, too?
Yeah, I do. The high winds.
Blowing and blowing wind.
Well, I'm looking out the window now. Do you see any wind?
None. No. And that's
zero.
That's what was going to cause, and I heard this well over the weekend, the near blizzard whiteout condition.
Yes. Whiteout. And drift.
Well, whiteout, and I know you're against that, Rob.
Oh, no, I'm for that.
Whiteout?
The whiteout.
The wind now rocketing out of the north at zero, according to the National Weather Service.
And you know, the Conjuring began early. I meant to mention the Sue Palka last night. Right when they went to it.
What did he have to say?
The blizzard. He's talking about, I want to take you down to Florida. Look what's going on in Florida.
Yeah, get you ramped up for that. These tornadoes, severe thunderstorms.
This is the same weather pattern that could come up here.
Distraction.
Right. Gotcha. All right, well, none of them are calling in.
No,
you cowards.
Bastards.
Okay, very quickly. Oscars sucked. Chris Rock sucked. All the movies sucked. I watched until Chris Rock was done with his monologue. I turned the goddamn thing off, and I swear to God, we did not go back. We watched something in bed last night. Law and Order, whatever was on NBC.
I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with it. I saw all the movies that were nominated, and I still thought that the telecast was not one of the better Oscar telecasts. And you know, when you look at some of the other award shows, the Oscars are starting to really, you know, kind of take a back seat to those.
And Chris Rock is funny. He's possibly my favorite stand-up that's out there right now.
But I think he was edited. I think he was reined in.
Didn't
belong.
Yeah, he didn't have much to do.
He looked uptight, and the jokes were not funny. And
well,
seem to be off the top of his head.
And the problem always with the Academy Awards is the crap that John Q. Public can't relate to, that we have to wade through.
Yeah.
Like best animated cinematography foreign animated documentary film.
Here's where they lose me. Here's why a show like American Idol, I'm going to bring up, is watchable. They stack it out correctly.
Right.
You got something good at the beginning, something at the end. So last night, the Oscars come on with all the crap and all the clips. And here's nothing that just gets me, about the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
During the opening montage about how great movies are and the Academy Awards are.
Which also was, I thought they could have done better on that.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man had to be in there 7 times, okay?
Mm-hmm. They had the footage.
Spider-Man never gets nominated for nothing. Nobody likes Spider-Man except schmucks who go to the movies.
Right. But that's, Spider-Man did win for something, but it was...
But it was like a technical...
Visual effects. Something like that.
Yeah, right. Whatever. It's like, it's not a regular show.
You
want to
see Spider-Man 2 nominated for Best Picture?
I think every year that there should at least be one film
that people have seen.
Yeah. Like, and maybe not Spider-Man, maybe The Incredibles. Or maybe not even The Incredibles. Maybe Christmas with the Cranks. Whatever it is. Some movie people
One Everyman
like.
Picture.
But this was my point on this. I watched the beginning, and it's okay. Then I watch Chris Rock because I like him, and I don't think he's very good. He's having an off night.
Yeah.
And then the first category is like assistant cinematography and foreign. And it's like... I turned to Frieda, I said, they stacked this thing wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like coming out of Chris Rock, if you got any momentum, you go right to a supporting actor. You go right to a major award.
I mean, this is in the United States. This is the celebration of movies that that we do. The Academy is, you know, located here in the United States. Why do we constantly just jam the Academy Awards full of all of this stuff that nobody sees?
Right.
And nobody has a chance of seeing. I mean, that's what frustrates me.
True.
And that's what makes it boring. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The movies are movies that people don't go to see.
Right.
I mean, you know, and I don't know, and, well, gosh, no one's going to say it, but I will.
Yes.
What's with all these blacks winning?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You're just saying that because Robert the Mailman's here.
I know, for Black History Month. But anyway, that just... What I thought sucks. And here's something from Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we were canceled about a week ago.
An update?
Yes, an update of sorts. This is from today's Green Bay Press Gazette. That's the daily newspaper in Green Bay. Some guy named Warren Gerds writes commentary. And it reads, Don and Mike fans are upset. Show is gone. Protest, protest. A fan of the syndicated Don and Mike show is challenging the call by Midwest Communications to change the format of WNFL and leave his favorite radio show in the cold. Dennis Lyon of Green Bay wants to take things to the street. This poor loser. God, I love our listeners, but this poor loser,
this poor guy,
he tentatively plans to picket in front of the WBAY building where WNFL is owned. At 6 p.m. on Wednesday, he planned to meet with other upset fans Sunday for an unofficial meeting. The format changed, talk and sports to the Green Bay Packers. Announcement of the format change brought initial complaints, but they died down soon, says Jeff McCarthy, vice president of operations for Miss Stations Midwest.
Yeah, shocker that he'd say they died down soon.
We turned off the phones.
That happens whenever we change a program or a format.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can make them die down soon.
And here's another thing that he says in this article in the paper today. While the Don and Mike show had loyal followers, the show had a small audience. Okay. Dude, if you want to talk numbers, you can talk numbers. Your station had a 1.9 share.
That's small.
15th place. Go through your day parts and see where your ratings were. I mean, I made a promise with after all the stuff with our contract and everything that we were not going to get so inside that we talk about numbers and stuff people don't understand. Our numbers were not killer there in Green Bay. They were not number one like they are in many cities, but... I swear to Christ, we're the only thing that station had.
Yes, and when you're talking about that, you know, they don't mention that fact. You know, what he's talking about is the overall ratings for the entire radio station.
Yeah, and even with us, they could pick a demographic. I mean, if they wanted to pick something like females 18 to 24, we'd have a zero share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the overall ratings and the demos we're going for, that they hired us for, we're doing well. But anyway, that's one of the reasons we made the change. He said that because of our small audience. That's also one of the reasons we made the change. We certainly do not go firing popular shows off the radio.
Right.
The show became real unpopular fast at Midwest at about 4 p.m. Tuesday. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Meara got wind of the show's impending departure, started haranguing WNFL. Then it goes on. It says, when things got cutting and personal in mid-sentence, the show was yanked off the air. After commercials, a Fox Sports Network show was on the air instead. Then this guy, our idiot rabbit fan, who's fantastic, just doesn't have all of his facts right. I was not born in Wisconsin, as he alleges. I lived there for a while. I'm a Packers fan. That much is true. He's been a loyal listener of Don and Mike for 5 years. It's like office water cooler discussion, but it's on the air. Let me see. Hey, Mike, our show is like Seinfeld on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Before the FCC cracked down, there was a lot of toilet humor. But it's actually become a butter show. That's why this listener of ours, it says, is on a rescue mission. My hopes are someone else will listen and all the attention it's getting and blah, blah. Here's the last thing from the people at the radio station. The possibility of a public protest doesn't have Midwest Broadcasting quaking. We haven't had a protest in Green Bay over a radio station since we switched to WIXX. I think that was a pretty good move. So, whatever.
It's obvious to me that, the individuals here aren't going to backtrack. They're not going to change anything.
Well, my
hope is that the people of Green Bay who listened to the show will read this and be insulted by the guy's dismissive comments make it bigger.
Here's the thing, and maybe the word can get back to the people in Green Bay. We'll put it on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Regardless of what lies they want to tell about the audience or anything else, we were a part of this radio station for 5 years. If we sucked, if our numbers were so bad, trust me, after 2 years, if there is such a time limit in radio, you're gone.
Yeah, this is the agenda. It sounds to me like this is the agenda from one guy who wanted, to have his claws all over the radio station.
And if, in fact, we were such a low-rated, meaningless show, how is it that it got managed to get a column written about it today in the newspaper?
Huh.
How could that be if it's just three people?
Exactly.
How could that be?
Amazing.
Right? So anyway, we're discussing that. Mike, we've put Dennis Green in charge of that.
Ah, very good. Very exciting.
At Westwood One, and that means nothing will happen. He probably still thinks we're on that station.
I understand you might have had a little problem.
We would ask him for an affiliate list. He would still send us one that had WNEW on it.
Right, exactly.
Like,
you're not in New York anymore?
When did you lose that clear?
What the hell's going on?
Did you lose that one? So if you know somebody in Green Bay, please to be telling them that we're working on that. Oh, and one other loose end here. Oh, two things. Scott Wimmer, our lucky NASCAR driver of the week.
Yes.
Did have a top 15 finish yesterday.
Did he make it into the top 15 at the end?
Yes, he did.
Boy, he did it by the skin of his teeth. He was like running 17 and 18 for the whole race.
Yeah, he did, so good for him. That's not top 10, but it's not bad. And we do have a follow-up on wild card Frank Murphy, our former producer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Frank has reached out.
Would you get it on the phone?
Yeah, you want on phone?
Yeah, let's just hear it real fast before we go to a break. And then we'll start. It is the last day of February, and even with this blizzard, and where are the weather people? Here's the challenge for any weather person in the D.C. area. Call the show. I promise we'll turn the microphones off. You can say whatever you want to say to save your skin.
I think this time they might sense our real hostility.
Mm-hmm. But really, be man enough. And I say I say that to you, Sue Palka, because I know what you have got going on down there. Be man enough. Oh, hold on. Here's Frank's message.
The message is...
Hey, Rob Spiewak, this is Frank Murphy calling. Got your message. I have an appointment I've got to get out to, but I'll be back home after 4 o'clock, 4:30, if you want to give me a call off the air. Thanks, bye.
He doesn't sound too upside, does he?
No, not at all.
That's our old producer from 15 years ago.
Yes, I'll talk to you. Off the air.
So we'll try to give him a break tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We shall.
Very, very good. And, I think that we have probably been a little more hostile than we normally are about the local weathercasts and local newscasts.
We've had it up to here, Mike. Yeah.
We're fed up, but even with that, we'd be willing to give them a forum on this fine state.
If there's one of them that's man enough to call, God knows we know you all by name.
And I really want, I'm not going to ask meteorological questions. I'm going to ask them about why the hype machine? Why do they do that? Because that's really gotten out of hand, and it's gotten worse as the years have gone by. Mm-hmm.
Accountability. Mm-hmm. That is the word, accountability. Tell me something, Gwen. I don't know your last name on Channel 5, but you were the woman with the big, gigantic man hands. When you're manicuring those size, well, I don't know, with extra large, big, jumbo Elliot hands.
14 and a half ring size.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. When you're down there, can you imagine the scraping? You ever think about how you lied to everybody? How you told everybody it's a winter storm watch and that it's a heavy snow warning?
Yeah, look at it out there now. It's basically spitting.
And I need an employee phone list. Because there's one other... We can wrap this up quick. One other item. This is internal, but this is sometimes the best stuff.
Oh, like internal medicine.
Yeah. So here at our station, WJFK, great station.
Yeah. I just remember what you're going
to
do.
Great station. Everybody got to go home early because of the weather. Mm-hmm. As we've mentioned ad nauseum at the beginning of the show today,
The snow, the record snow predicted for the D.C. area did not happen. It was supposed to arrive at 4 a.m., never got here. There's a guy that has to run the board for the Stern show in the morning.
Has to start his Monday real early. Yeah.
We've had him on the show before. His name is Greg Edger.
He's a workaholic.
Remember, he's the guy who likes picking up chicks on the request line during Howard Stern's show?
You might have remembered him for his Don Pablos commercial where he called it the real enchilada.
That was him.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to call Greg now because inside the station there was a note to somebody named Josh. Josh, you need to run board for Stern today. Greg Edger is snowed in.
We have to get to the bottom of this. Nobody was snowed in with this storm.
So either Greg Edger's got a problem with Coke, or he was...
You mean the big blizzard and buoy?
Yeah. Or he was...
fabricating.
Or playing rock.
Or he was out of the country.
Yeah.
In Switzerland.
Wanted to keep that weekend going a little longer.
Going to check on his Swiss bank account.
Playing the odds, like Ron.
Going to see his Swiss miss.
Widow Edger.
Or are you just sitting there, hell? Because our point is there was no snow this morning.
Now, if you're snowed in, you would think that you wouldn't be out of the house.
You'd pick up the phone.
Maybe he was just hunkered down.
Digging out. Maybe he got a chance to dig out.
You got to hunker down first.
But there was no snow. But there was no snow.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Hi, you got Greg Edger. I'm not here to take your call.
You got Greg Edger.
Bye.
See, here's the thing.
Hi, Greg, it's Michael Hughes.
Hey, Greg, it's Don and Mike. How you doing? We understand that you were not able to come in and run board for the morning show today because you were snowed in.
I believe we'd need an explanation.
Because last time we checked at 6 a.m., even in the areas that there was snow...
There was no snow.
Right. I mean, Greg, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, you snowed in. It doesn't make sense.
Greg?
It hadn't happened yet. Greg, did you want to prolong your weekend?
And Greg, where are you right now, Greg?
Are you out partying?
Greg, if you were snowed in, shouldn't you be at home now?
Are you busy weaving a tapestry of half-truths?
Greg, this came across our desk. We're watching you.
Greg Marmalade.
Greg? Greg, we know you're lying about this.
Greg?
As a matter of fact, Greg, we know you're staring at your answering machine right now.
Bad boy, Greg.
Greg, do you think that we don't know that the program director's out of the country? And isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? God, I hope like the Tower of Pisa falls on him. I swear to God. Worthless tools out of the country.
Hope he goes on a shark-finding expedition.
It's fantastic.
And there's a hole in the cage.
The tunnel is filling with water.
All right, Greg, anyway, real smooth. Not coming in today.
Yeah.
Please give us a call.
And we're trying to get in touch with Josh also. Find out what he knows.
Josh!
Oh, and Greg, before we let you go, because you were so rarely on the show, we like you so much. How many kids is it that you have now?
Just curious.
What do you think the count is? This is not good, but I think he's got like four, right?
I think it is four.
Four, and he's like two, I thought.
And you see, the thing is, he's not with any of the...
Mm-hmm. The baby's mama's?
The baby mommy's.
Mm-hmm.
He's a single man.
Yes, he is.
Ah, it's always fun.
All right, Greg.
And John, do you want us to add something to this?
Oh, here's John Norman.
Oh, good.
Oh, Johnny?
John's putting up three fingers.
Three children.
Oh, he's got three. Clarification.
He's got three. All right, well.
Now we got that answer.
Three edges.
So long, slacker.
Bye, Greg. That dumb and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Edger, 0.00.
Go to Don Pablo's, the real enchilada.
God, we're so late. We are so late. Oh, hold on. From channel 479. Don't know.
Hello?
You got me on
that one.
You
with that one. Hi, Tom.
You got me on that one.
Hi, Tom.
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Tom, we got to be fast. We're running late. We got to go to break right now.
Get your old Redskinette pictures?
Yes. Say when we come back, we'll be celebrating Black History Month.
Did you all get your old...
Yes, we did, Tom. We need you to say something. Say when we come back...
When
you
all come back...
We'll have a black... We'll celebrate Black History Month.
Celebrate Black History Month.
On the Dynamite Show.
On the Dynamite Show.
Here on the Tardo Meter. Okay, let's try it one more time the top.
From the top.
Go.
All right, it's going to be Black History Month. On the Dynamite Show.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What's it doing today?
Chewing!
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Preston, I guess he went to school at. I don't know. I went to Savannah State, you know what I mean? So we talk real illiterate at Savannah State.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Here it is. It's Monday, right? Yes. The Mondays.
It is.
We all know what that means. It's Black History Month Day.
Yes.
Barely. On our show, that's when it is Black History Month Day.
We got it.
And guess who's late? Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Where are you, dude?
I'm still at work, man. Okay? I'm trying to get there on time. But there's snow on the ground. It's snowing where I'm at.
Robert, there's no snow.
I know about you rich teetotaling MFers, but...
Greg, you're there?
Would you stop it? Where are you at where there's snow? You're such
I'm
a liar.
I'm in McLean. You want me to take a picture of it?
You're in McLean, Virginia?
You want me to take a picture of it, pal?
Why don't you call your wife?
Call my wife?
I'm talking to Rob.
Rob's wife.
You know where Rob lives.
In or near
McLean. I didn't deliver her mail today.
You what?
I didn't deliver her mail today, but it's snowing where I'm at, pal.
Call your pal. Call your wife and ask her if it's snowing out there.
I don't have a wife.
I'm talking to Rob.
Hey, let me tell you something else.
Yes.
How dare you wait till the last day?
Don't
put it on me like it's my fault.
Don't we always wait till the last day?
What happened?
Punctuality.
Taylor was too busy to bump me today.
Punctuality is a virtue, Robert.
Punctuality? How about punctuality? You messing with me, Mike.
We always wait until the last day, Robert. It's our way.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
I had days off every other day this week, and you guys couldn't find time
for me. Excuse me. Every other day this week would not be. Hold on, Robert. Every other day this week would not be in Black History Month.
Last couple of weeks, you know what I mean. But you know what I'm going to do, fellas?
Last couple of weeks, we were very busy.
You know what I'm going to do for you, too?
We had Dave Price on the show from the CBS Weather Show. Why, Robert?
What are you going
to
do for us?
I'm going to write a book. Because I tried to get there on time. I tried to get over the rainbow. But I couldn't.
So what?
Robert, when are you going to be here?
I'm on my way, fellas.
Hold on.
My feet are wet. How about that?
And Robbie?
And I've had on the same socks for 2 days.
What's happening at your house?
Geez. My wife is choosing not to answer.
That's because she's locked up in the cellar.
Just can't get to the phone.
She's not locked up in the cellar. She is locked up in the cellar.
You're on your watch.
I got great stories for you.
What's your ETA, Robert?
Give me a half hour.
A half hour?
Come on, man. I mean, you know what you're doing? Come on, brother.
Help my brother.
Sorry to come on the show.
What? What'd you say? What?
You wait for everybody else.
No, we don't.
Come on, Don.
No, we don't, Robert.
It's the last. I'm on my way, man.
Are you really on your way, Robert?
My position right now with the United States Postal Service is very precarious.
Oh, dear.
No trust.
Well, now, why is that, Robert?
Because I'll tell you when I get there.
Okay.
So I can't go out there and run up and down on the street. I have to be very careful because you might not be calling me Robert the Angry Mailman if I mess up.
So you're on the bubble?
This is drama.
Yeah, for real.
Wow. My drama.
Yeah, right, real.
Wow, that's bad.
Real post office drama. Ooh.
So probably about 20...
Okay, Newman.
About 29 minutes now.
You want me to tell you the story?
Yeah.
I messed up. I messed up.
What did you do?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to tell you exactly what did, but I messed up.
Does it involve
a woman?
60 people's mail stacked up in your basement?
Sacks of mail?
No, it involves
steaming things open.
Issue.
Hold on, Rob. Here's a call from from a lady in McLean. Her name is Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi there. Robert, I'm in McLean right now, and it's barely snowing. You're lying.
Hold on, shut up, Robert. Let the white woman speak. What, Victoria?
Happy Black History Month Day, but it's not snowing, dude.
Hey, is it snowing out here?
No, it's
not. Okay, I'm talking to another mailman who's white.
another mailman who's white.
Where are you? What street are you on? Because it's not. It's what?
Snowing, lady.
You know, he gives from afar, doesn't he? Black History Month.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to disrespect you. Every day is White History Day. Leave me alone. All right, get out of here. Thank you, Victoria. Come on, we believe you. All right, now, Robert, so it doesn't sound like you're leaving.
I had to, I punched out. I'm leaving the building as we speak.
Who did you punch out?
Well,
I understand. You did the thing with the time clock.
You always do this to me, Don. You always do this to me.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the whole month.
That's right.
Why do you always do this to me?
Well, it's my fault.
Because I live to pin the black man down, Buzz.
You know, it's a shame.
Right.
It's a shame February isn't longer. We could have three more days.
You know what? Why don't I just make it a leap year? Let me come in tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, no. No, you can't change that now.
That'd be sad.
Hold on. Here is,
we got the whole studio set up.
Here's Deborah in McLean. Deborah.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Deborah. We're doing great. Thank you.
I work next to the McLean Post Office.
Yeah.
I've seen Robert before.
Hey, yeah. Lucky lady. Yeah, baby.
It's slush. It has hardly snowed at all.
Please.
Please.
No, Robert, now this is two listeners.
Robert, are you driving right now, Robert?
I'm going to my car. I started up, and I guarantee you I'm listening to JFK, the best station in D.C.
Oh, he's kissing.
Oh, I know he's. Thank you,
Hey, Mike.
Come on.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on, Robert. The chick wants to talk to Mike. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mike, how was the salmon last night?
The salmon was good. How do you know I had salmon last night?
You remember I told you about the crab legs?
Yeah.
Boy, you got your girlfriend's really, really cute.
You're creeping me out. You were the lady at the seafood stand.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't say anything to anybody.
Well, you know, lady, if you're gonna see me, say just say hello.
You wouldn't want me to.
Do you think it was Mike's niece?
That's
no, she's cute though. She really is.
But just say hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think you would call me on the radio.
No, what creeps me out is when people call me on the radio.
Oh,
say
no.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Have a word.
And your restaurant really put me on my ass last weekend.
Okay. All right. Have a nice week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That freaks me out.
I just got off with the National Weather Service, Robert, and there's a lot of snow on Half Truth Lane.
Hey, Rob. Yes? You watch your mouth, man.
Yes, done.
You're going to be rubbing my feet in a couple of minutes.
That's right. Well, hold on.
Hope you make it.
I thought you just wanted to move this to tomorrow.
What?
No, you can't do that, Robert. No, we have it set up.
Only thing, you know, I really want this, man. Only thing would make this better if he was in a Klan outfit. So I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, and I just dropped my cleaning off.
Hey, I wasn't looking for a Klan outfit over the weekend.
Hey, Robert, listen.
Covered with snow.
Now, listen to me very seriously.
Are you in your car now, Robert?
I am my beautiful Yukon.
Okay, very seriously. I hear you.
He's getting into it now.
We actually have a real show planned out today, and this was the time.
Who's that coming in today, Don? Who from the Midwest with the oddball story is going to take my place?
Somebody white?
Have you ever? Yes, someone white. You're right, Buzz.
Honestly, who makes the biggest pancake in Toledo?
How did he know?
Robert, he's a lightning rod.
Who it is?
What Robert, story am I? I'm blocking.
Robert, here's the thing. No matter what it is, it could be. Do not follow what's happening
Robert,
here.
We can't have you on today.
Do not follow. Hold on. Robert, I did not want to say this. I'm not going to stereotype and say that you are.
What, Don?
Robert?
Every time.
Robert?
And did you ask
Robert?
My
Robert?
As a joke?
Robert?
What's up with that?
You are lazy, and you are late.
I got three jobs, bitch. I'm not lazy.
Right. But you're late.
Watch your mouth with the lazy talk.
You're late.
What was your question about the lasagna, Robert?
Yeah. I heard on the weekend that Don left the lasagna I bought in the hallway or something for like 3 weeks, and then someone had to eat it as a bet.
That's untrue.
No way.
The only reason I didn't eat the food that you sent because it's not on my diet.
Your diet. You look like Jabba the Hutt.
Now, listen. All right, dude. You want to challenge me on my weight? You want to do that?
I'll outrun you.
I'll jump you.
Oh, my God.
I'm young.
Well, of course you would. You're black.
Oh, stop.
I'm white. Come on.
I'm running.
Pardon me?
I tell you what, Don. Any college you want to put up, make it.
Okay, here's a challenge. I've got the challenge for you.
Dictionary. How about that?
I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
We set up a bit with you for a month, and you show up on time.
Oh.
How about that for a challenge?
How many times have I been late to a bit? Be honest. or lie like you usually do. Make it interesting.
Robert.
How many times have I not come through for you?
Robert.
Yes.
Robert, the whole studio is set up for your pedicure.
Do I support the show 110%?
And have we not supported you? Robert, did I or did I not bring in my copy of Black and Proud Said Loud?
Put your pants up.
That's right, I brought that in. That's right. That's for you.
Don't you hear the car?
What?
You want to put my phone out the window? So
no, I can hear you driving. You're
Robert,
driving your Yukon right
Robert,
now.
Robert, can you not appreciate a schedule?
I don't care if... I cannot get off early today.
Okay, then...
I couldn't do it. Where's the comedian?
Where's the comedian? Don, where's the comedian?
What comedian?
Is there a comedian?
Oh, Howard? Yeah, Howard G?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. He was on time. He's waiting in the lobby.
He's already there?
He's waiting for you.
Yes, but the truth is, as much as we like Howard G., the segment does not work.
One foot at a time, man. You don't need four black feet in there at once.
Robert, can I tell you something?
Need more lighting.
Now I'm going to be honest with you. Robert, you're the only Negro I trust.
Oh, God.
You're my only black friend.
I said about the Oscars. I know two colors won last night.
You're my only black friend. You're the only black friend I have.
The Xbox with because
I knew he'd go to the Xbox. I knew he'd go to the Xbox. Where are you now, Robert?
Listen, I'm 123 and then I hit the Beltway. Traffic is heavy, it's fog, it's slushy, and I'm going to have an accident trying to get there and have my goddamn feet rubbed for a goddamn bit.
You'll be here in no time because there's hardly any traffic.
You know, Robert, if it's a pain in the ass...
Before I go over your house, man.
You know, if...
Come on over, love to have you.
If it's a pain in the ass, you know, you don't have to come in. No one's forcing you to. We like you, and you're welcome, but no one's forcing you to.
God, I don't mind. I love to be made fun of.
Now, Robert, you're never made fun of.
Look, I got my bling bling black back.
You're never made fun of.
I got my ears pierced for you.
Nice.
Oh,
Robert, what will you be wearing today?
Postal uniform.
Postal uniform.
So you're going to get your pedicure, like, right after you've walked your route?
And I got the same socks on I had since yesterday morning.
Oh, that's
my shoes are wet. And I'm tired. I could use a white man's hands on my feet.
And you got a couple of soakers.
Oh, my God.
And my nails are hurting.
your fingernails or your toenails?
Both.
I guess I'll have to do some digging.
Got any clear polish?
Clear polish. What part are you looking forward to the most, Robert?
For him putting the cotton between the toes. I like white people with cotton.
Rob enjoyed that.
You know what I was looking forward to?
Yeah.
Starting this 11 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Why don't you talk about Chris Rock screwing up the Oscars some more?
Hey, listen. He did. I'm sorry if you can't. Okay, I'm glad we agree on that. He didn't screw it up. He was just...
But see, what he messed up was he should not have said the thing about the fags before the show started.
Yeah.
He should have said it at the show. No black people watching you tonight. Just faggots.
Right.
And that would have been funny.
Yes.
Okay.
But then the controversy would have been today instead of Tom Sherrill saying it's lame.
Always an opinion from Robert Z.
It is an opinion. God,
I could dog Tom Sherrill, but I won't do that.
Because you're just not that type of guy.
No, you know me. I'm about peace.
That's right.
But like
you don't dog people, Robert.
Early. I tried.
Okay.
I tried, man. And
then,
I'm sitting in traffic now. I'm worried.
All right.
I don't want the bit to fail.
Okay.
You know, right. I really
okay.
Don't.
All right. Then tell you what, you get your ass here, and you have to wait then, because I'll move things around. And
I appreciate it, Don.
That's okay. You owe me
one. You're a good man.
I know.
I would love to play on Xbox one day. What are you doing tomorrow?
You know, we have to have Robert here today. Even, you know, just having him on the phone is kind of cemented that.
I got an opinion on Black History Month.
You do?
What's your name?
Yeah, I officially hate it.
You officially hate Black History Month.
Why?
Why?
Because I live Black History. I am Black History, goddamn.
You're making history.
I don't need a month to celebrate.
See you when you get here. Okay.
To fly my existence.
Okay, see you when you get here.
Somebody made peanut butter.
See you
Come
you
on now.
Here.
I love
it. Traffic light.
Come on,
or crack cocaine, whatever right, you want to say.
Yeah, right. Rob, what's going on?
My wife did
George Carver.
She chose to call me back. It is a sprinkling rain, and the streets are clear in McLean.
Ah, very good.
Well, I guess McLean, of course you're going to keep their streets clean.
I believe we're at the tail end of our blizzard.
Yeah.
Hey, it was snowing bad. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, get out of here, Robert.
Don't
lie about that.
It was snowing real bad, man.
It's one thing for you to be late, and that's okay, but come on, there's nothing wrong with the roads. It's not snowing outside.
They blew it.
You know how we are on ice, Don. I'm kind of scared, you know.
Now, listen, Robert.
Drive-bys I can deal with, but snow...
No, listen.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. No, listen, it's not like someone threw you in a swimming pool, okay? I mean, this is... this is an area.
So I know the deep end got my name at the bottom
They're
of it.
They're all coming out now.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Don got a ton of jokes. Him and Rob were laughing at Chris Rock. Look at that. He ain't the funny black man no more. He's bombing.
That's right. It was Don and Rob relishing
exactly
in the failure of Chris Rock.
This is fantastic.
Billy Crystal to come back.
That's right, because I'm such a big Billy Crystal fan.
Sure.
You know that.
Steve Martin.
Hey, listen, dude, I gave up on him. Yeah. He sucks.
You're right.
Everybody's right about that. Steve is dead.
I didn't even watch him. I was at work last night.
Well, maybe by now they'll get the right host to the Oscars.
And that would be?
Tom Bergeron? Yes.
You know, he's talented.
Hosts Hollywood Squares, America's Funniest Videos. White.
Sorry.
White
he's
guy.
He's at work.
He's very white.
Yeah. He's about as
very
white.
Very white.
Tragically
no, he's
white.
Very white.
Very, very.
He's very white.
Did you like Ray?
Ray the movie?
Ray Stevens?
Rob, you know, Rob told me something in the office. Rob, you have to be honest. Tell Robert what you told me in the office.
I thought it was excellent.
Oh, hey, Don, but I do have to agree with you. That Napoleon Dynamite was the funniest crap I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite
was great, man. Just the guy himself. And then you left out the best part about the sister.
Yeah, the sister was great.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
The sister was funny, man.
Robert, where are you at now with all this talk?
I'm
you should be
on
here.
The Beltway looking at other people looking at me.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. We'll move things around. All right.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye,
Robert.
Robert, the angry mailman.
Sounds like he's making progress.
Yeah. Coming in for his foot rub.
Good. But, you know, we get concerned when he talks about the snow, too. Come on.
And Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy, he'll be getting a pedicure at the same time.
Manicure, Don.
I'm sorry. It's Robert getting the pedicure and Howard G. that's getting the manicure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's.
It's crazy, but we're here.
Let's do this. Scoop. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Scoop.
What's up, man?
Scoop Doggy Dog. Hello, Scoop.
What's happening?
Hey, nothing. What's
you
happening?
Tell us.
What's going on? It's Black History Month. I don't hear no blacks on there yet.
Yeah, well, we're waiting.
Now.
I got a deal for you, though. This is what you should have done. And see, you need to hire me. I can get you some brothers. Y'all talk about brothers don't like the NASCAR. If you got Willie T. Ribs, he would have let you know how it went down. You remember Willie T. Ribs?
No. No, the name escapes me.
Well, so I have Buzz get on that computer, have Rob use that big head of his to look up one of the best NASCAR racers in the history of the world.
Really?
Okay, Scoop. Willie T.
I'm not making that up.
Okay, all right, Scoop.
I'm not making that up.
Thank you. Okay, bye, Scoop. Bye-bye.
Is it Willie T. Ribbs?
That's the best I can make out.
One of the best NASCAR drivers in history.
Black history grows. Even Don says it's time to scale back the groaners. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. No. Hey, Jay, I was looking for the hi mic thing. Okay.
I'm still creeped out about a lady following me into a fish market.
We got a contest here. Thanks to Hooters and Hooters Air. We're giving away a Hooters Air flyaway. Catch all the best hoops action in the town with the world-famous Hooters girls. Call 1-888-FLY-HOOT or go to HootersAir.com for flights. What we're giving away here is a Hooters flyaway to anywhere Hooters Air is flying.
Very cool.
Hooter Air flies, which is all good cities, Myrtle Beach, Florida, every place where the weather's good.
Absolutely.
Unlike here. Now, what we're going to do is have a Black History Month contest.
All right. Good.
Here's the deal, but please, no fakers.
Yeah, really, this is the honor system. We will be relying on the honor system.
Now, what we're looking for is a white guy that sounds black,
mm-hmm.
or a black guy that sounds white.
But yeah, you're not looking for fake people tweaking it up. You're looking for people that talk that way all the
time.
It's
got to be a naturally occurring phenomenon. And I'll tell you, for instance, for the white thing, I would go with someone like, not Eminem, but I know you've seen people like that.
The guy on American Idol.
Perfect example.
The big fat guy on American Idol.
Yo, wait, what's up, dog?
Absolutely.
I'm up here doing this for you. Yeah, yo. And conversely,
mm-hmm.
how about Lester Holt?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Today Show.
Okay.
I'm Lester Holt.
So we're doing an opposites thing.
Yes, now.
All right.
So if you're a brother, and people tell you that you sound white,
mm-hmm.
you want to call now. If you're a whitey and people tell you that you sound like a brother,
right.
you want to call now.
Yes.
But if you want to just call with a, hello there, where am your,
No.
That's not going to cut
it. We're not accepting that.
That's not going to cut it today on this final day of Black History Month.
And we're not going to judge it, right? Are we judging it?
Well, either Robert or Howard were going to,
mm-hmm.
but being as we're going to wait on them, I think mm-hmm. Buzz will judge.
Buzz will be the judge.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Buzz will be the final arbiter here.
Right, because Buzz is probably the least prejudiced of any of us, isn't he?
He's the most tragically white.
There you go.
I think that's what he is.
And I'm kidding.
That's
he's
right.
a gigantic bigot.
I mean,
he's
not true.
We call Rob.
He's the real Big Otto.
Yeah, we call Rob Big Otto, but really Buzz.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at Buzz.
I can get testimony from witness.
Buzz.
Prove that's
God.
Not true.
See, that's the thing with Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz couldn't. I don't want to say you couldn't hate, because I'm sure. I mean, I've had conversations with you about your wife. I know you can hate.
I get angry about things.
But you're so even tempered.
I try.
And you do. You know, you bastard, you do give most people the benefit of the doubt.
I can't help myself.
You stupid son of a bitch. I don't know why you do it, but it works out for you.
It does, Mark.
So when we come back, Buzz will be... Oh, and Buzz will try with... Here we go. We'll give you a sample of this.
Good.
Okay? Here's some guy named Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, what up, fellas?
All right, now, see, this would be a guy who does not appear to be faking it. He's just... And Buzz, let's just engage him in some conversation. How are you anyway?
Doing splendid, thanks.
Okay. Charlie, are you a white guy or a black guy?
Well, what do you think?
I think you're a white guy.
So do I, yeah.
Last I looked, I was.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that was not splendid.
Not thick enough. Worked too well with him.
Splendid might be the giveaway.
Splendid.
It's splendid. So you get what we're looking for.
Here.
Kind of an opposite.
Yeah.
So, but only if it's unnaturally occurring.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the way you talk all the time.
Yeah, don't put on the
show. Not tweak it up. Don't do an impression.
Right.
Don't do that.
877-365-3636. That's the number we'll give away. The Hooters Air Flyaway when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wash your face and hands.
Sit down, Mama.
You gotta have bed and wash your face and hands.
Put a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching in the kitchen. Rattle them pots and pans.
Oh, yeah.
Get up and shake. Rattle and roll. Come on and shake. Rattle and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Come on and shake. Rattle and roll. Come on and shake. Rattle and roll. You want to write to serve your doggone soul.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up
the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mumbers.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Just ahead of your calls, Buzz, what are they doing on Channel 4 right now?
And they're doing the weather.
Turn it up.
Here it comes.
Here we go. Live on Channel 4 right now.
And anything that falls will be a wet snow, and there is that mix and even some rain for our friends down there in southern Maryland. When you get up tomorrow morning, again, I would say the streets, some of them will be slushy. We're not going to be seeing a hard freeze, so there won't be a lot of ice around, but it still will be some slippery going. And I would suspect that everybody will be back at school tomorrow, so you probably should have done your homework.
I would suspect people want to kill you, Bob.
Last week, if not tonight, do it. I'll tell you more. Wendy, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Maybe let me hear what they say.
A new safety campaign hit the internet today to protect kids from online predators.
Listen how fast they jump out of
there. Yeah, they're out of it now.
The graphic.
Now it's like they'd normally go right to. Well, here we're gonna go to where the tractors are, right, you know, where the salt trucks are.
I was in the other room. I was in Buzz's room during the commercial. Talking to Buzz, and I saw on his screen it was muted.
Mm-hmm.
They were teasing the weather coming up on Channel 4, and it had a picture like of a blizzard, and it said, snow ending? Question mark.
What's going to happen? We'll have a clearer picture once the storm has passed.
We'll understand just how much we might get after the storm is over.
That's right. Hey, Bob Ryan, do you know how many people hate your guts? Not because you're a bad weatherman.
Right.
Just because you don't have the cojones to just get on any of these TVs that you're on, any of, like you on everybody's individual TV, on any of the shows that
come
you're
into
on.
Our living rooms and say, hey, what happened? Hey,
you know, yeah, would it kill one of these guys one time to say, you know, we just had a thought. 24 hours ago, we were telling you, heavy storm warning, heavy snow warning.
8 to 10 inches. Look, we overdid it. We got excited.
We're
going to
be lucky if we get 1 inch, and it's going to be mainly slush, and it's still too warm outside to even snow.
Hey, I'm really sorry for overhyping you.
Listen, and then the guy can say, the good news is spring is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be able to screw it up until, until like hurricane season again.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I closed the schools.
Yeah. Buzz, that would be nice as well.
Yeah.
But God, God, they're asses.
Yeah.
They spend all weekend tweaking us and just turning our knobs. And then
it's like, okay, bye.
That's it. It's done.
It's over. We sucked you in. We led you on. We stood you up.
By now, where is the accountability? I want to tell you something, weather forecasters. This is not online dating, okay?
And it's not just weather forecasters.
Mike.
It's the whole damn conspiracy.
That's right.
But
it's the people that write the news.
But
it's
Mike,
the news directors that send the people out to those places.
Mike, it's like if a team stinks. You want the coach fired. Right. I say yes. The coach is awful. But the quarterback can call the play
understand.
On the line.
They get them ramped up, and then they take it and they run with it.
Clay
but
Anderson.
They run with it. Here's the thing. Even after today, when it appeared that the snowstorm was not going to be a big snowstorm, they still were hyping. The hype machine, after the quarterback, Don, throws his spiral downfield and it's an incomplete pass or perhaps an interception, they continue
to say that they're going to win the game.
To say that they're going to win the game. Okay. And that's the part that I can't stand.
And here are the... I'm going to call you out now. I'm dunking to James Adams on Channel 4 and Anchorman and Clay Anderson, the weatherman. I watched you two bastards last night. I watched you two almost
playfully punch each other.
Almost come to some type of homosexual understanding. You were so happy, the two of you. Well, I understand we've got some big snow news coming, and this time it's not a tease. That's right. I would tell the kids, if you're worried about those exams, tomorrow's not a problem. Now, really, this time, are we really going to get the snow? Listen, I know we've missed the last few, but we are getting hit with snow. Folks, get set for snow. Yep. Bastards! You bastards! I heard you doing it last night. Liars!
You reeled us in.
You liars!
You reeled us in again. They were just doing a tease of the newscast coming up at 5. They're going to talk about the weather. I knew it was a weather tease. I killed the mute just in time to hear them say a tough call. So they may be addressing this. I don't know. We'll see.
But they'll never address it.
No, not really. Now, are they addressing a tough call talking about what they did today?
Yeah,
or probably. Could there be another tough call that they're talking about tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike, I think that's it because there's a chance flurry action and the chance that the streets
freeze. What was this going till Tuesday? Well, it is snowing now.
No, it's not. Again. It's snow technically, but it is not sticking.
It's not the kind of snow that gets 8 to 10 inches.
Not accumulating.
No, it's a type of snow. It can snow all day, and you get about an inch of
slush. Don't get mad at me, you.
We're all worked up.
We're all here.
We're
all here.
But, Mike, don't get optimistic on me.
I know. I'm not going to get sucked in.
You look outside the window, and you go, whoa,
you know how I look out that window.
I know you do.
I look out that window wistfully.
I know you do. And can I tell you something? I mentioned this on the show the other day. So do I.
Yeah.
You know, listen, nothing would have made me happier than to get up today and see it snow and go, hey, who doesn't like a snow day? And this is what you bastards have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said it before, and I'll say it now. Clay Anderson, Bob Ryan, when you were a little kid, how would you like it if your dad came up to you and said, hey, you know what, little Bob Ryan? You know that little G.I. Joe doll that you've been wanting? I think dolls are for girls, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because you're such a good guy. All you got to do is promise that tonight you're not going to make a sound. You stay in your room, you be quiet. Next morning, Christmas, little kid comes down. Dad's got a ball glove down there.
Mm-hmm.
Kid says, I wanted my doll. The dad says, screw off, faggot. Okay. Do you understand, Bob?
That's how we feel.
Bob,
we feel it's been done to us again.
We wanted the toy that you promised.
And it somehow hurts more this time than it's hurt before.
But we believed it again.
Because it's like the third time in a week.
It's the third time, it seems like, in a month that they've done this to us.
Maybe that's what happened to Bob Ryan.
He didn't get his doll.
That's what happened.
Got the ball glove instead of the doll and some bad sport coats.
I pictured something darker.
What he got? Got the same sport coats that he's been wearing since 1978.
Dad, what am I going to do with this ball glove?
Now, Dad, what do you got? Hey, Bob, what are you getting in your Christmas stocking? Hey, it's another brown sport coat.
Then they go to his room one day and he's naked with a ball glove. What are you doing, Mom? What are you doing? I'm just oiling up the glove.
That's all I'm doing. I want to be a meteorologist.
You know how you would get a ball glove and you would do that thing with your fist?
Will we be digging out from the storm? I'm Krebs.
Pound it.
Joe Krebs.
And, of course, Robert Mailman is late for Black History Month Day because it's raining outside. His pedicure and Howard G's manicure, courtesy of Reflections of You Salon and Spa.
Oh, what a lovely name.
On Lee Highway near Chili's, online at reflectionsofyou.com.
Next to Chili's. How exciting. Let's go get a little pedicure and go out for baby back ribs.
And now, in celebration of Black History Month Day, in conjunction with Hooters Air, here we go.
Once again, a black man.
We don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people on the telephone. White people who sound black people who sound white. Someone wins the first of the five Hooters vacations we're giving away this week. Oh, and you can fly to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. ATL, I'd love Atlanta. Now, here's one if you win this. Unless there was someone in your family who was sick. Why would you go to Columbus, Ohio? But it's your choice.
Right. Go to Columbus. Oh, look who just walked in.
Robert here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Robert just got here.
He's arrived. A little late now. We're into something else right now.
So Columbus, what is it? Isn't there some kind of Hall of Fame in Columbus?
It's Canton.
Canton,
football.
Yeah.
But Mike.
Columbus, Ohio State.
Hooters Air now flies to Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby. What's more fun than flying out to Vegas with Hooters?
Yeah. Also Denver and Pittsburgh. Let's go to these lines and let's just see what's happening. Where's that music?
Hold on.
Oh, we got both. Hold on. We've got this is the what's happening. That's what's happening. And this is the one for Robert Mailman and Howard G.
Right.
That's right.
Say it loud.
Black and proud. Here we go. Here's Ken in Buffalo, New York on WBUF. Hello, Ken.
Hey, what's up, Don?
And Mike and Buzz.
And Mike and Buzz.
Are you calling to participate in the contest?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you a black guy?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You do sound like a white man.
I had that from you guys. I called Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. and Robert and whoever it was turned me off. And not
wow, playing. You know, I was ready to dismiss this guy immediately for sounding so white. It really was.
No.
Let me see. What can I ask you?
Well, questions are irrelevant because, I mean, you can just tell right away.
Well, no, Mike, I could ask.
The way the guy sounds.
I could ask. What's your favorite song by Jay-Z?
Jay-Z? That would be Lucifer.
How does that one go?
I can't do it. It's actually done kind of in Spanish, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's off the Black Album.
They're all black albums. How long have you been black?
36 years.
And what's it like being black in Buffalo?
It's a little difficult, actually.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Huh. Now, do you get people that make a big deal about the way you talk or anything like that? Or is it...
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, the guy just now at work just said the exact same thing you guys are talking about.
Was it a white guy saying that or a brown guy?
No, it was a black guy.
A black guy giving you a... Now, do they give you a hard time or what?
Well, he was giving me a hard time because I walked in and I guess I asked him for change for a dollar or something.
And what give us an example of somebody giving you a hard time.
Well, actually, here's an example. I called a radio station, a different radio station local here for something else.
What station was it?
BLK.
Okay.
92.7.
Black. BLK.
Exactly.
Makes sense, right? What happened? Hello, Dan.
Well, what happened was I called to answer a trivia question they had, and when I called in, the DJ just had a great deal of fun with me, laughing and talking about the fact that I didn't sound black, and then my entire family had been listening. And they called me up and started agreeing with this guy.
So your family doesn't sound this way?
No.
And if you wanted to work it up for that DJ or for us, could you?
Work it up?
Yeah, you know, work up a bit more of an accent, perhaps.
Yeah, I could.
That's why Buzz is good for this game. All right, go ahead. Let's hear it. Turn it on.
Okay. on demand is kind of hard.
yeah, I suppose so. Talk to us about music. What kind of music you like? And
oh, music. Well, first of all,
but pretend we're black DJs.
Oh, okay. Yo, check it. I kind of really dig Jay-Z right now, but right now I'm trying to get away from Jay-Z, moving into more into Erykah Badu.
It cracks me up. It's hard for you to do this.
Yeah, it really is.
That's the funny thing right
good,
there.
Isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Hold on, Ken. Hold on. We'll keep you as a finalist. That's pretty good.
Ken.
Here is Scott in Maryland. Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Sorry,
how are your chance to win $1 million?
All right, Scott.
That's good, Mike.
What?
I didn't hear what you said, Don. What did you say?
What are you supposed to be, white or black?
I'm supposed to be black.
Right. Okay. Here is Steve in Chocolate City, D.C.
Ken laughs at him.
Steve. Hello, Steve. Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Oh, not much, man. What's going on?
So you must be a white guy sounding black?
I guess I'm a white guy. I'm white. Today I'm white, yeah.
No, come on. We're just trying to figure out. We're doing this little contest the opposite.
Are you a brother?
Hey, I just want to win them tickets, man.
Yeah, but hold on.
I'm a white guy. I'm a white guy.
You're a white guy. Okay, a white guy that people tell you sound black.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, sometimes.
Yeah. Just say yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
And your name is what, Steve?
Steve, yeah.
All right, Steve. What do you do?
When he has a little less energy, he sounds.
I measure for blinds. I measure for window treatments and blinds.
What do blind people have to do with this?
Not thick enough.
Thanks for playing Racial Reverso.
Racial Reverso.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Because we have to get a commercial break in here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or we're never going to get the stuff with Robert on.
Very good.
And all the lines are open. Oh, and Greg Edger is on the telephone right now.
Oh, yes, that's some unfinished business.
Greg Edger is the guy that runs the board for Howard Stern and allegedly got snowed in this morning. And you've heard us railing all day about the snow that never really happened. Here he is now to tell us where he was. Here's Greg Edger. Hey, Greg.
Greg, you there?
Greg.
I am, but I can barely hear you guys.
Sorry, but I don't know what that could be. Greg?
Snow. Yeah.
Greg, we got a message from, who was it, Josh?
Yeah, Josh had to cover him for
Josh had to come in and cover
because the note said that Greg is snowed in.
Yeah, I called in, but I didn't say I was snowed in.
What did you say, Greg?
I just said I'm not coming in.
And why weren't you coming in today to work?
Why? I mean, why do you care?
Greg, normally I wouldn't care, and I don't give a rat's ass. It's just that the note that Josh passed on to us said he had to come in to run the board for the Stern Show this morning.
Because you were snowed in.
Because you were snowed in.
That's the comedy angle of all this, Greg.
You know, we don't care how many freaking days you take off, but the note didn't say, I don't feel like coming in or I don't feel good. It said, I'm snowed in. And, dude, there was no snow.
Right. Okay, well, I didn't say I was snowed in. And
well, why would, if you didn't say...
It's not like Josh had to come in. He was already coming in.
Let's get Josh on the phone.
Show.
Let's get Josh on the phone.
So the snow was Josh's spin on it.
Yeah.
Not yours.
All right, Greg.
I you know.
Why?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I thought it was going to get worse once I was there.
Ah, okay, here we go.
Okay.
And yeah. I didn't want to be snowed in at JFK.
Ah,
okay. That's the deal.
All right, so you did mention it to him. At least somehow, from you, the thought got back that you were snowed in. I mean, we don't care if you have the day off or
snow
not.
Snow related.
No, please enjoy the
snow
day.
Snow related.
Right.
Right, okay.
Right.
Bye, Greg.
All right, later.
Will you make it in tomorrow, Greg?
I don't know. I know you guys will keep tabs.
All right, sure.
See you later, Greg.
Greg, you were hoping for a bigger snowstorm.
I kind of was.
Like we all were.
It kind of did suck. I felt a little bad, but back.
Not bad enough to come in, though.
Nah.
Okay, thanks.
Good for you.
All right, bye, Greg.
All right, bye.
He's all indignant. He's all defensive at the beginning, and then he just goes,
yeah.
Well, I kind of thought we'd get more.
Whatever.
The truth ekes out. Yeah, Josh spun it.
Hold on. Yeah. Here's one more we have to talk to before the break. Continuing this game, Buzz.
Yes.
The national, the Black History Month day here is Ray Ray. Oh, excuse me, Racial Reverso. Ray Ray.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What's going on with y'all?
How you doing?
I'm straight.
Straight. So obviously you're a white guy that people say sounds black?
Yeah, they tell me that all the time. My mom gets on me because I talk black all the time, too.
Now, is this natural?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, I guess it's the people I hang out with because the way I talk, you know?
So this is the way you talk all the time?
Yeah.
Do you talk this way? If you're talking to a boss, a priest, a parent, anybody...
Stereotype right there. Oh, you better talk white, Clancy. You're talking to the priest now.
Right.
I mean, my mom gets on me all the time.
Your mom?
Like, what does your mom say to you?
Well, she just told me, Ray, you got to stop talking like that. You know, you're white, you got to start acting white. But, yeah, I mean.
Right there, I heard the white.
Yeah, the white came through, his mother.
He did that on purpose. He was imitating his mom.
I let him go.
You did?
Yeah.
I think he could have been a finalist.
He was a genuine white guy who sounds black for whatever reason.
Well, we've only got 14 other lines full of guys.
That surprises me.
So when we come back, we'll take the rest of these calls for this game.
Right.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Earth to Mekus, duh, okay. I knew that. Earth to Brins. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke. I knew it was a joke, Mekus. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
www.donamikewebsite.com. That's the official website of our show. And you can find, Mike, remember that picture of you and Gallagher?
Yes.
It's now on the website.
Ah, wonderful.
Okay.
Could be happier. You might want to check out the store and find some wonderful souvenir items as well. I was looking at that handsome picture of me. Yes, sir.
Well, you gave it to me.
Yes. I did give it to you.
And
I thought you were going to throw it away.
No.
I knew you were going to put it on the website.
Yeah, of course, because it's got you. It's a good picture of you, and it's got Gallagher. You are just concerned about your hair.
I'm having a bad hair day on that particular day. I'm having a hair day that made me look like a trainable. I was not pleased with my hair that day.
But
I'm standing next to Gallagher.
Well, you check out Gallagher's hair, or lack thereof.
Yes, it was an interesting photograph.
Mike, does our store sell that picture?
You can't get that at the store. I wish I could, though. I wish we could have them all printed up, and we could send them out to the fans for free. Like, if you bought a T-shirt at the Don and Mike store, you know, they'd include my picture of Gallagher and me. With every item that you paid over $5.
Very nice.
Okay.
Bob Ryan is on television right now explaining why we didn't get the major storm. You just missed it. I mean, it just ended.
Okay, what did he say,
But he was saying it was because the ground was so warm. And as the graphic on the screen explained, the storm moved farther east than we expected it to. F-A-T-H-E-R.
Farther east.
It moved farther east than we expected it to. Good job.
Did at any time he either say, I'm sorry, or I blew the forecast?
Heavens no.
I'm going to take my gold shovel and shove it.
They said the move east thing yesterday. They're saying that all day. However, they said that... They didn't say anything about the warm ground on this one.
No.
They didn't say anything at all.
They're adding that now.
They said quite the opposite. They said that the ground was going to be cold, but they missed when the storm was going to arrive, and that's why it gave the ground time to warm up.
They all listen. All these bastards listen. They love it when we talk about the TV. Listen, does any of you guys have the stones to call? I mean, even if you want to be like, I heard on Channel 9 before I came into work today, and obviously they've changed it now, they were still grabbing their crotches and screaming that we are going to get 6 inches, God damn it, like it or not.
So basically they're now saying it's over?
it's
over. They didn't know when it was going to start, and they sure as hell didn't know when it was going to end.
Yeah, they've given
up on it. That's my big critique of this storm.
Since there's 2 hours left in the show, I'd not rule out a call from a drunken Tony Penn.
All right, any of those weather guys wants to call in if you have any dignity at all. Or maybe you just want to tell someone to shove it. Because God knows we're not the only people that are holding you up for this mass ridicule.
Sure.
You want to get it off your chest, call in.
Call in just to tell us to pound sand.
Come on. We dare you to. you know what girls like you were back in school? You were CTs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or in the case of Beth Ann McBride, DTs.
Right. Well, you know what? Can I say on behalf of everybody?
She said that.
Yes.
See, the thing is,
yes.
She once told me that a guy called her that.
A DT.
And I was shocked to hear that word. I said,
it is shocking.
I said, Beth Ann, la, 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 don't talk like that to me. Don't ever say that word. The word is CTs, okay? If you're going to say it, use the right word.
You haven't been able to let it go.
Use the right word.
You keep thinking about that,
maybe.
Don't you? It's hard not to. It really is.
I did apologize.
She won't let it go. Hey, you know what? I hope this is the last even flirtation with this crap that we have to have.
And if one more, you know, they should all be shot individually for over the weekend, having said, well, February is going out like a lamb, but March is coming in like quite the lion.
Yeah, they got
there was a lot of that.
You know, it's really common to have a snowstorm as late as March 8th.
Yeah, you're right. We got them in April.
That's my birthday.
Ah!
Oh!
And that's it. I'm done.
Yeah?
No, you're not. Right. It's a Julyer. Okay, let's get back to this because Black History Month will be celebrated today on the show. In the next break, Robert Mailman is here.
Yeah.
Rob's giving him a pedicure. Howard G is here. Joyce will be giving him a manicure.
Very good.
Nice.
On the air. But first, we're going to give away the Hooters trip today. Playing whatever it is. What's the name
of
this?
Racial Reverso.
Racial Reverso.
Hello, here is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
And there's obviously a white. You see, the point of this is we're trying to find naturally occurring phenomenons where white guys sound like brothers or where brothers sound like white guys.
And you don't think I sound like a brother?
Now you're pushing it too much.
Right. I mean, that first guy from Buffalo, we've still got him on the line.
He might be the finalist.
Not bad. Here's Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Okay, Walter, what's happening?
Oh, you got it. Tell me something good.
Tell you something good?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Now, you're a white guy that sounds like a brother, and people tell you that all the time?
All the time.
Right. Sorry. Well, just not thick enough,
disqualified for quoting Chaka Khan.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, see, this is what's great about this. Some of these guys, it's hard to figure out at first.
We don't know. I don't know right now.
Black pretending to be white pretending to be black, but again, it comes naturally, so pretending is not the right word.
Pretending
is
not that you just sound, you know, you sound like a brother or you sound like a white guy.
So, Larry?
Yeah.
What's your story?
Well, I'm a black guy, and I always get this, hey, you sound white, but, you know, I think I just sound naturally, I think I sound black.
Michael Jackson tonight.
So you think you sound black, but other people tell you you sound white?
Exactly. You know, at work on my voicemail,
yes.
I have friends that call in from Detroit, and they say, why are you sounding white?
Well, I'm looking for it. Larry.
Michael Jackson tonight.
You know, what is it?
I'm Larry.
There it is.
Hello. Michael Jackson tonight, okay, probably yes. Michael Jackson tonight.
I can't find him, Larry, from the corner.
Something got moved.
It's been moved. I'm screwing up the show with my Larry King tapes.
We were just trying to find a Larry tape.
Larry.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, this guy, Larry, he's a brother who sounds white. Is he as good naturally as the other brother who sounds white?
No, I don't think so. Not quite as white sounding as Ken.
All right, Larry.
I'm Larry of the corner.
There it is.
There goes Larry. But I get it.
You're gone.
Thank you, Larry.
You're out.
All right.
Here is Vince. Hello, Vince. Don and Mike Show.
What up, fellas? How we doing today?
How are you? Your name is Vince?
My name is Vince from D.C.
All right, Vince from D.C. What do you do, Vince?
I work in a movie theater.
Are you a white guy that people say sounds like a brother?
Yes, sir.
You sound, you know, maybe like you, we need to ask you a question.
Well, it sounds like you're pushing it a little bit right now.
Do you have a lot of black friends, Vince?
I have many.
And
I have many white friends as well, but they're kind of just like me.
They also talk as well.
Yeah, I mean, I went to high school in Capitol Heights,
uh-huh.
Right outside of D.C., and hung around all black people. I was like one of the 10 white people up in there. Yeah. So, I mean, what can you do?
What can you do?
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Here's a guy named Bert. Hello, Bert.
Hello, gentlemen.
That's to tell the truth. We just don't know.
Hi there, Bert. And how are you on this fine last day of the month?
I'm enjoying Black History Month, and I'd like to challenge the Buffalo caller.
All right, now, are you a brother who people say sounds white?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, good. Let's see. First time, well, I guess the way that we would find out if they're really what they say they are, you'd have to come down with the ID or something. We'd have to make sure before we send out money.
We'd profile them is what we do.
Yeah,
absolutely,
thank you, Mike.
Yes.
That's what
we'd participate in profiling for contest prizes.
So, Bert.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that your real name?
Yes.
Now, Bert, why the hesitation there? Short for something?
Short for something, yes.
Like what?
Herbert.
Herbert. That's right.
Now, that's
right. We had a guy named Walter. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, but what brother gets named Herbert, though?
Oh, but it happens.
I'm sure it happens.
And
I can't think of a famous black guy named
Herbert.
Herb. Hold on. Herb Adderley played for the Packers.
Bingo.
I guess so.
Okay. Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb. Okay. No. All right. Now.
Herb, are you taught this way all your life?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
And you'd like to challenge our friend from Buffalo?
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Peaches and Herbert.
Peaches and Herbert.
That's my favorite man.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second. We'll keep you in. Here's
Herbert's possible.
Let's see. Here is. I love it when girls play the game. Here's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi. How are you guys?
Tina, are you a black girl who talks like a sister, or a sister who talks like a white girl?
Well, actually, I'm a sister who talks like a white girl. I've been told.
And your friends tell you this?
Yeah, I actually work for a company who has to do, like, cold calling and things, and I a lot of times have to call a lot of, like, inner-city people.
Yes.
And they say, oh, like if the, like, little kid answers, they'll be like, oh, mommy, some white lady's on the phone. And then when they come in to see me and they realize, no, I'm here to see Miss Tina, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right, then, Tina, do you, when you let your hair down with your girlfriends, do you speak blacker?
Sometimes if I've been drinking, I was just thinking, like, I heard you ask that guy if he could, like, kick it up or put it on. Like, I can't really put it on. I sound like I'm a white girl kind of
I think
black.
We have to put Tina in the final.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
If I got you drunk, you might.
But. I think it's, you know, I don't know. We'll listen to a couple more, but between Ken and Tina, we've got some pretty strong finalists.
Absolutely.
Here's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Shut up, son.
This is Matthew.
That's right.
Yeah, it is today.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Jamie Kennedy. See you later. Hey, I've seen that movie, Malibu's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, what's going on?
See, after a while, they're funny, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
We get two or three who really are good.
Michael, you're white?
I hung up on it.
Oh.
Here's Dwayne.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Dwayne, are you a brother?
I'm actually both. I'm actually black and white.
You're black and white, all right? Unless you were speaking Spanish, sure, you're just all
correct. Victor, did we talk to Victor?
I don't think so.
You haven't.
Victor.
No.
Hello, Victor.
How are you?
Oh, man. Well, Victor.
Victor, are you a brother that people say sounds white?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Victor, why don't you tell us...
Tell us something about yourself, Victor.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm black. I was raised in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Sorry,
just called.
Sound black.
Yes.
Sound black.
Yeah. Now, we're still off to a good start. We're still trying to find our best white person that sounds black.
I know why.
We're a black person who sounds white.
Well, we've got three, right?
We
have Ken and Tina, who both are black. And I think that's what we should do. That should be the main question. We should take the pressure off of ourselves and say, tell us something about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try a couple more here. And then we'll just give it to Ken or Tina.
Okay.
They're both good.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jason.
Jason, tell us about yourself.
I'm from Colorado, grew up in New Jersey. Now I go to school down in Baltimore.
And you're a white guy?
No.
You're a black guy that people say sounds white?
Yes.
They're lying to you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lada. I was calling to see if...
Turn your radio down,
honey.
Turn
it down.
Does it count if, like, my husband's mixed black and white?
No, I already said that. As Rob has died for us to say so many years on the show, please, no mix.
God.
It's the best mix.
Well, do we have two finalists or three finalists? Did we lose the guy from Buffalo?
He hung up.
Really?
I still have Ken from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
And Tina from Maryland.
Okay, so the one guy hung up, but we've got two.
We need a white guy who sounds black, and the problem, we keep disqualifying them because it's annoying.
Okay, here's Vernon. Vernon?
Hey, how are you, Don and Mike?
Hi, Vernon. You're a brother that sounds white?
Yes, I am.
Tell us something about yourself.
I was born in Key West, Florida. I'm a bass player in a rock band, and I sell insurance, and I've been told quite often and mistakenly that I sound that I'm white.
Can you tell me this? Can you name all of the cast members of Friends?
I don't watch Friends at all.
Oh,
see, that might have won it for you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me ask that of Ken in Buffalo. Ken?
Yes, sir.
Can you name all the cast members on Friends?
The character names or their actual names?
The character, or either one.
You can do the character names.
Whatever. I can do character names. There's Monica with Courtney Cox. God, Phoebe.
You don't need
Joey.
Yeah.
Chandler. Ross. And I can't think of what the other girl's name is.
Okay, now. Tell me everything you know about the Parkers.
Parkers. I don't know their names, but I know that there's the heavyset woman who's the mother, her daughter, her white best friend, and the black guy, and then the professor that she chases all the time.
You know, here's the thing. Here's why I like this guy.
Who the hell are the Parkers?
Mike, the Parkers are on UBN.
Good for you, Don. Very good.
And
wonderful guy.
What I love
your chronic TV viewing comes in handy.
What I love about this is that this guy, Ken, the brother from Buffalo, not so good about, coming up with everything about Friends, right about the black show.
Yeah.
Kind of in the dark.
But he had somebody, he had the info.
Yeah, he did. All right, hold on just a second, please. Tina.
Yes.
Baby.
Hello.
Tina, let me think of another. Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
What's one of your favorite shows?
What's my favorite show?
I'm just trying to come up with the
whitest
stuff.
Little House on the Prairie.
Something current.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, all right, we hit the button. Don't worry. We hit the button. We're okay.
What is his name? I know he sings the theme song, too, and he does that.
That's right.
Like that Bosex type thing, too.
That's right, but if only you know his name.
Not Bronson.
No.
No, you're so close.
Yes. I am. And he's the martial arts guy. Does it begin with a C?
She knows. He's the martial arts guy.
Hold on. If Ken's got it, I'm going to give him the prize. Ken, do you know the guy?
Of course. It's Chuck Norris.
Oh! Ken!
Winner!
Yes.
Congratulations, Ken.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
Ken, you're the big wiener.
Excellent.
And Ken?
Once again, a black man.
There he is. Ken, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've won the Hooters Flyaway. Catch all the best hoops action in town with the world famous Hooter Girls. Call 1-800-FLY-HOOT or go to HootersAir.com for flights.
Tina's still trying to participate in the game.
Hey, Tina?
Yes?
Tina?
Yeah.
You didn't win the trip.
Oh, no, that's okay.
But, honey, you do get the $20 Tower Records gift card.
Tower Records.
And TowerRecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. And thank you for listening, both of you.
Oh, I absolutely love you guys. Thanks so much.
Stop by for a drink.
Oh, okay.
Yo, yo.
I'll come in for the Advent show.
Yes, you're invited.
Yo, come in for the Thunderbird show.
Oh.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Well, that was... There were too many people on the phone for that.
Yes, a lot of people participated.
They got 8,000. Where were these people? There's all these women now in the line. Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, we're done with this already, Michelle. But what way would you have played it, honey?
What way would I have played it?
Yes. Are you white or black?
I'm black.
And people tell you sound white?
Yes, they do.
Okay. They're lying to you.
We have a winner.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the last day.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, now look at this.
It is our theme today.
Look at this. Yeah, how can Robert the Mailman complain all day when we've not been yelling at weathermen? And incidentally, some of the weathermen we've been yelling at are brothers.
Yeah.
So it has been a total Black History Day on the show.
Absolutely.
When we come back.
You hear that, Clay?
We'll celebrate with Robert the Angry Mailman getting a pedicure from Rob, and a famous comedian, Howard G., will be getting a manicure from the lady at Reflections of You Salon and Spa.
Snow's coming down now, Don.
Yeah, it sure is. Boy, I hope I've got my umbrella. My umbrella.
And your galoshes.
And my slicker. And my rubbers. My rubbers.
Right. Are you wearing your rubbers today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
Yeah, you always know it. I don't know it. I only know the answer.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
I know.
Why?
It's dumb.
Oh, my God.
But it bonds me and Mike, because even though we're best buddies and we've been doing this show 20 years, we didn't know each other when we were 12 years old, yet both know that joke.
My God.
That's a great joke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ball.
That's a crisp one.
Shut up.
That's all I said.
What?
Ball.
Ball.
Ah!
Ball. Robert Mailman.
Yes.
He loves them. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Homosexuals are trying to compare their plight with the plight of black men or black people. In the process of history, homosexuals have never been castrated. Millions of them never died. Homosexuality is a decision.
That's right.
It's not a race.
Yeah,
and when you look at it, people from all different ethnic backgrounds living this lifestyle.
That's right.
But people from all different ethnic backgrounds also are liars and cheaters and malicious.
That's
and
right.
That's
right.
We're in sin. And because this nation is in sin, God will judge it if we don't get it right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Baby. Al Green.
Always immersed in thought. The Don and Mike Show.
Al Green, once again.
Once again, a black man.
Love him. Went to see him down in Atlanta.
Yeah, you went with your son, right?
My son.
Recently.
Best show I've ever seen. Al Green. Isaac Hayes. It was good.
Isaac Hayes sang that song you like that you can't sing on the radio.
That's South Park song about his big salty.
Right.
Now, let's bring in Robert Mailman now and Howard G.
Very good. It's time for Pedicure Manicure.
It's February
28th. There's Howard G.
Who's professional funny man, Howard G.
How are you, Howard?
And it's happening, Howard. Thank you for waiting.
All right.
And,
Happy Black History Month.
And
happy
course,
Black History over there.
Robert Mailman.
How you doing?
Robert, you can take that off of there. You're there.
Right.
How are you, Robert?
How you doing, Mike?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Howard, sorry that you had to wait, but I think you got to understand, you guys are like a tag team here, and we've got...
I bought newspapers because we're going to need them.
And you're Joyce, the manicure lady?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi,
Joyce. Now, the deal is that Howard G., our friend Howard G., the famous comedian, will be...
Kiss my bubble.
...will be getting a manicure.
Uh-huh. Are you still doing the Senate
insurance
commercials?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am still doing that commercial, senateinsurance.com. All right.
Now, are you still on... you brought that guy from, 92Q in Baltimore? Are you still on that station?
Yes, I'm still with my man,
right.
Troy cool. Hanging out with me, Troy Johnson.
Meanwhile, Robert's pointing out his bling, that he's got his bling back.
Okay, I see. You've got the nice earring. Yeah.
You say you got it back. Where was it, Robert?
Oh, man, this is a nice
pawn shop.
Robert. Hey, let's check out the feet. They're wet.
The deal is that Rob Spiewak, who loves black people,
will be
giving Robert a pedicure.
Robert has those big, oversized wool socks on.
I got the newspaper for you.
All right.
Can another brother get some headphones? I know everybody's
Like, can we get some headphones for Howard G?
Some black ones, please.
Hey, let's start off with Wall Street Sticks.
What's up, Buzz? We didn't speak to Buzz.
How you doing, Howard?
Look at Buzz over there, man.
Look at Robert's socks.
Those are big socks.
Don't
rub them all over the window.
Now, Joyce, you're going to be giving Howard G. the manicure, right?
Right.
And Rob Spiewak will be giving Robert Mailman.
Rob, you want to do something for me?
That's right.
Oh, man.
You want Rob to do something for you?
Yes.
That'd be nice. Now we have a request. Howard G. wants you to do something for him.
What would he like?
What would you like, Howard?
We got to do something. I mean, give me your wallet. Give me something.
It is Black History Month.
Right. Pay my cell phone bill. Do something.
Yeah, Rob, you're putting on your CSI gloves.
I am, and I want to thank whoever got them. They got size small.
All right, let me
Rob, do you really need gloves?
I think I do, Robert.
You don't want to feel my feet?
No, I'm afraid. These are for your protection.
Hey, how about a pumice?
You might be right.
She brought a pumice stone so you can get some of that dead skin off.
Oh, that'll be fun.
All right, now, Howard G., are you still doing your stand-up?
Yes, I'm traveling all over the country. Go to my website, comediang.com.
Comediang.com.
What is she wearing on my feet?
And I'm looking for some work. I'm trying to go to some of your affiliates. States, you guys, cities and states that you guys
know. Oh, go to Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay. That wouldn't work out real well.
Well, Robert, what are you still taking your shoes and socks
He's
off?
Got his socks off now. He's got his bare feet down there.
Hey, was he putting perfume? Was that perfume?
Yeah.
Oh, Joyce is putting perfume on the feet.
Yeah, now Joyce.
Joyce seems to be doing an awful lot of this.
Yeah, Rob.
Meanwhile, Rob's over hiding in the
Joyce
corner.
Go here with me, babe.
Joyce is supposed to be here with
Joyce,
Howard G.
You're supposed to be with Howard G.
Joyce,
don't make
Joyce.
Me crack the whip.
You're not handling this. You're telling Rob what to do.
Joyce, Howard G. over
That's
here.
Howard
is your
G.
Man.
Over here.
The
right
black
over here.
Man. Hey,
Howard G.
The other black meat.
Come
right
here,
over here.
Come
have
here,
you
son.
Ever seen?
Come here, son.
Kiss my bumper. That's it.
That's right. Just kiss. That's right.
Joyce, this is a. Joyce, we have a stool for you over here.
Right over
I
here.
I got
Joyce.
A stool for him over here.
And now Rob is Howard G. is standing with his hands.
I want Rob to do something. Do my taxes or something.
All right. Listen, Rob, you may have to do. Oh, my God. I'm looking at Robert's foot now.
There we go.
And Beth Ann, hold on.
Oh, well, you got to get a video camera.
Joyce, we need you over here, hon.
Rob's people are good.
I don't want to ignore Howard G.
Don't ignore me, baby.
Right. Beth Ann, get in here with your camera. We got to have this for the website.
Right. I got a camera. I'm coming.
Hey, come on. Hurry, darling.
Right. Get that rheumatism out.
Pandemonium in the studio right now.
Right now. What are you doing, Rob? What are you doing?
Get that pumice stone. I want that dead skin off the
line. God damn, what is happening?
Here? Rob, don't take this to the meat.
Hey.
I don't know what it looks like.
What are you doing, Rob?
All right.
Beth Ann?
I am massaging oil.
Don't have Robert. Right. I haven't looked at it.
Go over and get some pictures of Robert's feet for our website.
Like I'm a baby, yeah.
And Don, to my right, I've got Robert with the pedicure. Do you need this microphone
on? That's on number 5. You can put your mic, if you wouldn't mind holding that in front of
Joyce.
Joyce got some nice hands.
Say hi, Joyce.
Hey, the FBI want these pictures.
There we go. Now,
I know George,
Joyce
I got nice
is giving everybody is my feet touched by Rob Spiewak.
They are so soft and supple. I can feel it through the latex.
That's moisture from 2 days
It's amazing. It's almost as if he's never done an honest day's work.
Now, Rob,
watch him, Rob.
Rob,
how's my laugh line?
Buttery soft.
Take a look at his toenails.
Okay,
what's
let's
the
look
story
at
there?
I got one bad one.
Yeah, I think number two.
Mike?
Is it number two? That's the trouble? Yeah. I think number two might. Yeah. Do we have pliers?
That's the bastard toe.
The nails don't appear to be that bad. Now, Joyce, how are Howard G's hands?
He has really lovely hands.
Lovely hands.
In between the toes,
our
bitch.
Hands. Oh, my God.
Howard G, Robert isn't going to give you a chance in here, that's for sure.
This now, is called Lushly Floral Foot Soak.
Sure is. That hand, you've got to make sure you get a lot of good pictures of Rob with his hands. All over.
What's that, Joyce? What?
Hot towels that are in the crotch. Yeah, and wrap his feet in those hot towels.
Wrap my feet, bitch.
Here they come.
Hot towels.
All right, and I do believe that for the duration of this, Robert will be referring to Rob as bitch.
What's wrong now?
Very hot?
The latex, they're too hot.
Yeah, phantom.
All right.
Where's my tea?
Now, Rob will be wrapping Robert's feet.
Mm-hmm.
What will you be doing with Howard G's hands?
That seems
to be very suggestive. What are you doing to his
finger? Hey, Rob. Across hot coals on a cruise ship, so I'm cool.
Hey, Rob, we gotta make sure Joyce, make sure you do those, that finger, that one finger right there, the one I use, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That one
baby. Yeah.
This whole room.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you do that finger.
This whole room is starting to smell like massage parlor.
Yeah. Ain't it
what
great?
You would know.
What is that fragrance, Joyce?
That's fragrance.
What? Yeah, that we smell with the towels. What is that? Eucalyptus or something? What is it?
Patchouli.
Now it smells like we're all a bunch of marijuana pothead fuckers.
If you think this whole room smells like a massage parlor, come over here and breathe deep.
You don't want that 50-day growth on your face.
Do Robert's feet stink, really?
Rob,
I've been breathing exclusively with my mouth, so I'm just guessing.
That don't smell.
No,
Rob,
look like, hey, Rob,
I don't know. No, this is his.
thing.
Hold on.
This is his thing.
What was
don't shove
Mike?
Your socks in my face.
They don't smell.
They don't smell.
Howard G.
Yes.
How are things going for you over there?
They are doing lovely. She is
that
awesome.
Model?
I mean,
how's that feel, Howard?
That feels great. I feel like...
That actually looks like
I feel like
great.
Kobe Bryant in a hotel right now. This is awesome. I mean,
that's what I made.
Joyce, what's our next step now that we've got him wrapped in hot towels?
Sorry.
There is a bottle, a thing of see the green cream.
There you go.
To massage his feet.
Oh, yes.
You have to massage his feet with the green cream.
Up to his knees.
Yeah.
Oh, my pants off. Yeah. Stop it.
No, or at least pull the pant legs up.
Okay, this is.
Fire low leg, including
calf. Master, no master.
Work those calves.
Yes, ball. Once again,
only took 40
a
years.
Black
only
man.
Took 40 years.
That's right.
All right.
This is Black History.
That's
month.
Right.
That's right.
Black
this is the way to do it.
A good one should take at least 20 minutes.
Right, you are. All
right, Rob, you're going to remove the towels?
Yes, I suppose.
And the facade?
Just say it to me, what? Yeah.
The battery is going dead on the camera.
Just take as many pictures as you can.
That's right.
Please.
Here we get the brother over there with his...
That's right. Get my hand up.
Beth Ann's worried about the camera.
See, Beth Ann is looking at me going,
hey,
come back.
I'm sorry about that.
Just say it, buddy.
Yeah. Howard G, how is your hand massage
right
going?
One, bitch. I'm sorry,
it's more on the right one, bitch.
It's going. There you go.
Awesome.
I'm watching.
Being careful with the finger. I like what she did with my thumb. Watch, do that thing when you do my thumb like that. See that thing when you do my thumb when you like check? Yeah, that.
We had it. Hey, what's he getting over there?
Happy ending. Something you're not getting.
We had an incident.
Rob, you want to try that move?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Come on, Rob.
We had an incident. I creamed on Robert's pants.
Yes,
we are going right to the line here.
I got all this cream.
Let's isolate that.
So supple.
Was it an accident?
Yes, it was.
Put the mic down and do both hands, boy.
Do you shave your legs?
I'll hold the microphone.
Wait.
All right, lift your leg up for a second. I want to get the mic out of the way here.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right.
No clue.
All right, now you've creamed his legs and his feet.
Oh, yeah,
both hands, Rob. Go ahead.
Both.
Go ahead. Really give it to him.
Swing, Rob.
That's right. Swing some more.
To carry me home.
No, Robert, Rob, I got a better one.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome.
All right, now, Robert. I don't want to tell Rob what to do, but work the thigh muscles, bitch.
There you go.
Buzz called you bitch, Rob.
Okay.
Rob, give it your all. You're not diving in there. There you go.
That's the way.
Joyce, what's next for Howard? What are you doing here?
You need to be putting this base coat on his toenail snap.
All right, paint his toenails, Rob.
Yes. Paint Robert's toenails.
It's a base coat. Is that like clear nail polish? That's clear polish, Robert. That's part of the deal.
There we go.
Now, Rob, did you say that Robert's legs seem relatively hairless?
Yeah.
You know what? I also have to point out, Robert's and Howard's nails both in pretty good shape here, right?
Oh, what? They're supposed to be crooked because we're picking cotton all the time?
No, listen.
Did you trim your nails before you were coming in?
No.
You trimmed your nails before you came in.
Mike, are you talking about his feet or his hands?
I'm talking about his feet.
Because I want to tell you something.
His nails seem very trimmed.
Of course, my only
almost
contact.
Almost not in need of a pedicure.
Rob, mm-hmm. I'm about to fall off the chair. Oh, God. The pain's mean? Coming back. Oh,
you got a cramp?
You hate that music.
It's a big one, isn't it?
trying to listen.
This is big one, baby.
Yeah, so I put my feet on it. Hurry up, bitch. No.
Now, Howard.
Yes.
Do you have any of this anger in you that Robert seems to have? Like he wants.
No, because I need Robbie to come over here and do something.
All right, Robbie, we're going to have to switch.
Yes, Joyce. What's that, Joyce?
Painted his nail a color called It's Raining Men.
It's that's a male nail.
Now like a bitch slap Rob. This would be good right here.
I don't see my foot in his ass.
It's a big day for Rob. It is a big day for him.
Hallelujah.
All right. Are we switching or is Rob
saying? Yeah, all right.
Where is the promise stone? I got some skin I want taken off.
All right. Do you want him to promise? You're going to do that, Joyce?
Okay. We have two minutes left.
Joyce is a good slave. She can be in the house. See, she's
a house hunky. Yeah, she's a house hunky. Okay.
See, Rob, you would be out in the field, Rob.
That was honky. Black history growing.
Poor Joyce. He does look like he's been out in the field all day, though.
Do we need to put some more polish on Howard?
Rob, let's go, Rob. Go slow, man.
Howard, Rob's coming over to take care of you.
Let's go.
Right. Now, I'm not going to call you one.
No, you're not going to call Joyce, bitch, are you?
Let me ask both Robert and Howard G.
Yes. Take care of a brother, sister. Yes.
I've noticed that, of course, my only contact with actual black people is when I watch Bernie Mac. And I've noticed that...
or Chris Rock.
Or America. America.
Oh, yeah.
America. What is with America? Bernie Mac.
Now, this, she's doing it right.
What's she doing?
She got my foot on her shoulder.
Oh, look at that.
She's
a
bro.
That bring back memories.
You see, I wish I had thought
to business, boy.
I wish I had thought to do that.
See,
what to put Robert's big meaty leg on your shoulder?
I'll come over to the house. You can do it.
Yeah, come on over.
Boy, Joyce is really committing. I mean,
I'm jealous, Joyce.
It's almost as good as my birthday show.
Now, Robert, what are you doing to Howard G now?
I'm putting on another coat of nail polish.
Oh man,
and here's the question.
Too gay.
I notice, but now here's the thing. I watch Bernie Mac, and Bernie Mac gets his hands done, gets the manicure, and likes talking about how nice his nails are.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Rich people can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Right. But right now,
I got to go back to work tomorrow. Okay?
Howard, do you have to go to work tomorrow?
No, I won't work till this weekend. This weekend coming up.
Where will you be at?
Good gift.
Where will you be at?
Jokes with us this weekend. Jokes with us and Laurel.
See? Hold brother out.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
And then I'll be in Cumberland. I hear you guys in Cumberland, too. You guys come on in the car.
All right. Very good.
Work your sister.
All right. Check out the website, comediang.com.
Go see Howard G.
We'll have the link on Dynamike website.com.
We'll put the link up there. Rob Stewart is now painting Howard G's nails.
Man, that is too...
And Joyce is giving the really good, like, calf massage.
Have you ever
seen
an egg that strong before? See, that's from hard work and pain and suffering and holding the world on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being a black man.
And you know, the reason why my hands look so good, because I use the mind more so. You know,
what
you
trying to say, son?
Hey, brother, we both in the struggle, brother.
We both in the struggle.
That's right.
Keep hope alive.
That's right. Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Nice.
See, I can't wait for the police dogs to beat us outside. And the fire hose. They're calling the fire department.
Okay. Listen, you were late. This segment is over. We're out of time.
He's happy.
Do you have issues that you do want to come in and discuss in the next month?
Yes, I do.
Then let's get together on a date for that.
All right. How about Xbox issues?
Okay. Now. Okay.
I did order a jacket, and I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay, which do you want first? The free jacket from our website or the Xbox?
I don't want nothing.
Which would you like first, Robert?
I want my coat. You actually promised me a coat.
Okay.
Before
you don't say that.
Jacket.
Don't say that, yes, because you know you're a liar.
What?
You know your horns are coming up.
With what?
Coming at the white devil.
With what?
We ain't giving white Robert devil. Nothing. We ain't giving him no free jacket.
We'll give you the black discount.
What's that, 5%?
The hookup.
That's 5% more.
Oh. I tell you what, Don. I'll pay for it right now.
No need,
Robert.
Sure, I'll take your money.
Keep your bling.
$150.
There you go, buddy. Put it on that.
I don't take credit cards. You want to show off that you got a nice American
Express? Does it ever not end like this? Does it ever not end like this?
Put it on this one.
Okay, so you got more than one American Express card.
Medicures are supposed to relax people.
Put on that one.
Relax.
You stop it with your credit cards. Now listen to me.
I didn't bring them all in.
Listen, seriously. I give you my word, and I swear.
Hey, Robert, none of these credit cards have your name on.
Oh, I am a mailman.
Oh, Mike.
Just kidding.
That's good.
Howard, kidding.
Howard, yes. What do you need to plug before you get out of here?
This is my actual DVD. You can log on to my website. I want to give you a copy. Make sure you check it out. ComedianG.com. ComedianG.com. Check out my calendar for the next 2 months. Big shout out to Jokes on Us and Laurel Comedy Factory. I'll be there in April.
That's a calendar, like with your dates where you're going to be. You're not going to be in a calendar, right? Can I get a DVD, brother? Yeah, I got you, Rob. Okay, brother.
We'll have your link on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Got my link on the website?
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I got a website.
No, you don't have a website.
DonnaMan.com.
And I want to talk to Mike and see if we can, you know, maybe start something with Maris, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you can work in the kitchen.
Done and done.
We also want to thank
Joyce from Reflections of You Salon and Spa online at reflectionsofyou.com.
Thank you, ma'am. You're very nice.
703-591-5306. We'll have that on our website as well. And Robert.
I'll be back.
Okay. Wait, seriously, because we got a break now.
Okay, let's go.
When do you want to play Xbox? Tonight's not a good night.
Tomorrow morning.
He doesn't give you much choice. 9:30.
I'll be there.
I will promise on my kid's life I'll be there tomorrow.
You don't have to do that. I like Bart.
Because I'll let you.
Hey. Okay. I don't want to thank Rob Spiewak, looking like the Unabomber.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. He doesn't like the Unabomber.
I love the food. The food was good.
Thank you, Robert.
I've been there since because you promised me free food.
Robert, I'll give you a free dinner.
Yeah,
can we get a coupon?
Hey, Robert. Robert, now don't be an ass. I'm serious. That's my name. Don't say it. That's my name on Xbox Live.
BartStarsBitch.com.
I will be in East Room 1 or 2.
I know.
Tomorrow morning, 9:30.
You know they're going to be there, right? Yeah. All the nerds and the geeks and the pedophiles.
Yeah, but they don't know who I am. Now write down your screen.
I already gave it to you. It's BigD.com.
All right, we'll play Xbox tomorrow. Here's the thing. What team are you going to be?
Philadelphia.
Oh, I will kill you.
Yes, you will, because I don't play Madden, but I would like to play you.
Okay,
no
headset. Tomorrow morning, 9:30.
No headset. No, it's 9:30. All right.
Yes. Yay!
I promise, Robert.
Watch this. And when can we come back? Do we got to wait till next February to come back again?
Yes.
Well, we'll never be on again.
Oh, that's it.
Not together.
Like Chris Rock.
See, they had to get extra lights in here.
is it next year a leap year?
Because I believe so.
That's what I'm hoping, that Black History Month day is only once every 4 years.
He already asked, where's Mr. 40? I said, look in the basement.
Yeah.
It's been too long for Mr. 40.
Mr. 40 is upstate, I believe.
Is he really?
No, I'm kidding.
He's in Lorton. They left him in the prison. They just tore it down around him.
What size shoe do you wear, Robert? That's
size
a big shoe.
16-4E, big
what
boy.
What is it?
16-4E.
16?
Are you kidding?
Wow. No, look at his canoe down here. Look at this thing.
Big ass feet.
Look at the size of his shoes. It's an enormous shoe. Yeah. You know what they say about guys with big shoes?
You got big shoes, big feet.
Right. Yeah, big hands, big diamonds, big draws, and a lot of meat to fill them. Got some potatoes with that?
Okay.
All right, fellas.
ComedianG.com.
I'm in the towel to wipe my legs off.
All right, 9:30. See you tomorrow morning on Xbox.
I got
ComedianG.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Robert.
Take care, man.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Joyce.
Okay.
You see that? That's me. I'll be there. 9:30.
Wait.
All right.
I can't wait. Either one, I promise.
Put money on it?
Let's play and then we'll see about
go see Howard G.
$20 you're on.
Okay.
You're on for $20.
You'll beat my ass, so I'll give it to you now.
No, I'll beat you. I'll take it. No, I'll wait. You hold on to your money until the next time you come
in. Black man money.
Hold on to it until the next time you come in. I'll
play the money's
morning.
Colored now, right?
That's a white man on that $20 bill.
No, but there are different colors in it. He was a slave owner too, wasn't he?
They
Jackson was a slave owner. This is the longest exit in the history of the
month. They said, let's get out of here.
Mike, Black History Month only happens once a year. Why do you have to rush the brothers out, Mike?
I know. It's always me, isn't it? Absolutely.
All right.
Ow, what happened? Are you right?
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
Robert's down.
I'm sorry, man.
Hold on. Robert's
been injured.
What happened?
I stepped on his toe, man.
Oh, he'll sue us.
I'm sorry, man.
Yo,
See if that music doesn't pick him up.
They have insurance.
Did he step, Howard, did you step on Robert's foot?
What the hell's going on here?
Robert was injured here.
Like a train wreck. This break is like a train wreck.
There's your Sean John hat.
All right. Bye, everybody. Happy Black History Month. See you tomorrow morning.
Get your socks, Robert.
Get ready to lose.
Make sure you get your socks.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody's
see you tomorrow, Robert. Is he on the computer?
Oh, hi, Thank you, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Thank you.
Hey, Joyce, you got to get out of here too, honey.
Thank you.
I know.
Oh, she's getting her. She's getting her table. She's wheeling out her manicure table. Joyce has a lot of stuff in
here. Yeah, she does.
Kind of like Christmas, I now have that post-Black History Month depression.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it sad?
Yeah, if all that energy.
If we were to break, I could go wash my hands.
How hard do you bet Rob will be scrubbing his hands during this next break?
I will wear out brushes tonight. Out damn spot!
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Howard G. Thank you, Joyce. And thank you, February.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, February. The most important.
We're only being 28 days long. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. This is the Vatican. The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
This is Dexter Manley, and I never listen to Don Geronimo, Michael Mara, and as for Maurice, I would never talk to Maurice.
Right.
Keep your hands off of my buns.
The Pope.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I've been hurt, babe.
That's pretty tight. Tighter than a nun.
Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I know. It's in sync because it's Lou Pearlman on the phone.
Producer extraordinaire.
Fascinated by this guy. This is the guy who put together in sync. Backstreet Boys, O-Town, making the band. I'd like to know if any of these kids, when he found them, how they turned out to be, what kind of jerk adults they are.
Yeah, I mean, some of them you're aware of, some of them you're not aware of. I mean, you know, they tend to be hot for a relatively short period of time. A lot of them don't have real career longevity. I'd be curious what happens.
Yeah, because it's bubblegum. I mean, I like it. It's crap, but it's bubblegum, and it comes and it goes, and he's been there with all of these different comers and goers, and now they've all gone.
Yeah.
So here's Lou Pearlman. Hey, Lou.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for being on the show. We should also mention that Lou's got a book, Bands, Brands, and Billions. How much have you made since Backstreet Boys, NSYNC? Just leave it at those two. How much you made off those two bands?
Well, you know, between Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and all of our other artists making the band TV show and O-Town and LFO and so on, I think, you know, it's worked out great. Total, we've been responsible for over 163 million CDs sold.
That should give you a little perspective.
It's pretty good. And, of course, touring and merchandising, all it's all pretty good. So it's been working out great for all of us. And, of course, you know, our artists are doing quite well, too. So we're very proud of them.
So, Lou, now you went through all these guys. You went through all the bands. And then everything, you know this, in the music business, everything goes through a cycle. We go through grunge cycle. We go through hip-hop. Then we go through pop. How long until the cycle comes back around your way again?
Well, actually, we're working on a new TV show over in Europe, and that's where Backstreet Boys and NSYNC got their first gold records in Germany. So we're starting up a TV show this year, so we wouldn't be surprised if next year we start seeing some pop light again. In fact, Aaron Carter, who is 17 years old, he's got his new single coming out, and he's doing quite well. So we think that the pop market's starting to turn a little bit our direction, and I think that next year will be very strong our direction.
When you were producing these guys, how important was the choreography to the whole package? Was it as important as the music in many cases?
Well, you know, the music is always very important because that's what ties your fans to liking the artist, because they like the great sound, the great tunes. But the choreography with a boy band, so to speak, or any solo artist that dances and moves, is something that brings life to the performance. It's great for the live show. It also allows you to come out there and kind of like touch your fans, where instruments kind of block you, keeps you in a distance, and doesn't give you that same ability. So a lot of fans, especially females, love, you know, the boy band market. They love, you know, good-looking solo artists. And, of course, guys like looking great girls, you know. But the talent doesn't, you know, stop there. Of course, they can play and sing and so on. It's,
yeah, yeah,
it's
but
great.
See, here's the thing, Lou, that you know, I'm a fan of this type of music. I've been a fan of this type of music since the 60s. It seems to me the talent is not with the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or LFO. The talent is with, I don't know if it's you or whoever else, the guys in the studio making the sound, making the record sound commercial, fixing the voices, and getting a record that sounds great on the radio. Then after that, you fix them up. But I guess what I'm saying is, Lou, are you the guy?
Well, you know, I help, you know, create the styling and so forth with the guys from the get-go, and it was my dream to help, you know, put together what we had today. We never thought Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or any of the other artists would be as big as they were, but with that dream, you have great people. And I think the best part of my talent was getting the right people involved, from helping with management, helping with producers and writers and record company distributors and A&R people and marketing and public relations and getting good record stores to help promote and market. It's just a whole team.
Yeah, so. I should mention you're first cousin of Art Garfunkel. I was curious, like, when you were when you were growing up, who were your, you know, when you're thinking about these bands, did you have musical influences on your life personally?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I grew up listening to my cousin, and, you know, Simon Garfunkel was so huge that as I saw them develop and love their music, I got turned on, of course, to Beatles and Rolling Stones and Cream and, you know, The Who and Pink Floyd and all the others.
Yeah, yeah, but Lou, here's the thing, and no offense to your incredible success, which I'll be the first to scream, all of those guys, they were like really musicians. I mean, the rap that your guys get is that it's McDonald's. It's pre-produced. It's,
well, that it's
pre-packaged.
That it's not necessarily the guys that are on the stage.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Lou Pearlman. I mean, you've heard that before, right?
Well, you know, I mean, you look at the fact, for example, the Jackson 5 or the Osmonds, or you take the Temptations or the Four Tops or the Four Seasons. I mean, we've done it more that direction where it's a little more show than just, you know, a band, so to speak. And that's why you have the boy band phenomenon.
What would you do if, let's say it's, I don't know, 10 or 15 years from now, and NSYNC, they've broken off and they've got Justin Timberlake as his career, and all of a sudden all these stories come out about him being a kid toucher and having an amusement park where he's got kids around and and touching them and all these allegations. What would you do if, you know, Mike, you mentioned the Jackson 5, the Osmonds. Back in the day, they were the NSYNC of then. What would you do if you had something like that with one of these guys? And what's the worst?
Well, I think the question might be, how would you handle Michael Jackson today? What would you tell him?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, my opinion is that you're innocent until proven guilty. And I think that they need to have a lot of strong evidence against Michael Jackson.
Lou, look at the guy.
For his
hey, Lou.
Now, granted, he may not be an average, normal person.
Lou.
There's no question about it. He's going to be interesting.
Lou, we can drop all this crap about innocent until proven guilty. Look at the guy. All right, let's just say all this crap you're saying is true about innocent before guilty. What would you tell him to wear before he goes to see the judge? Would you let him wear his Sergeant Pepper costume?
No. I would not let him wear anything that would be out of norm. I think he should look like a normal guy his age walking in and just, hey, look, he treats life differently. That's the way he is. Whether he has done something wrong is another question. But I think definitely there's no question about it. He admits that he does things that are not, you know, the average norm for people. But then again, he's who he is.
Will Lance Bass get into space?
No. Well, you know, Lance Bass got close to it. He's in our movie Long Shot. He played a flight engineer on an airplane, so it was close. But I think that, you know, in general, yes, artists are artsy people. They're all artsy. They all got little quirks about that.
I want to ask you about American Idol because, you know, it's no secret that a lot of these artists, while they get the incredible exposure on the television show, that they have a relatively short shelf life as far as solo artists. What is your opinion of the talent, the quality of talent on that show, and the system of getting the winners? What do you think of that?
I think that there's a lot of talent that's out there today, and I think that that's a good way to discover it. We did it with our show, Making the Band. Our TV show was the first network television show for reality TV.
Right.
And, you know, we discovered a lot of great talent, so much great talent out there, people just don't get a chance to get discovered. And we've been doing that, too. We've been helping people get discovered and looking for different talent. And I think that is a great way to do it. Of course, sometimes you come to talent that's not as talented as the next person. So some make it, some don't. But okay. It's as good as the people are.
With all of your success, which one of you, and I'll go with your big bands, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, O-Town, LFO, they had hits. Which band had the members who, when they were popular, gave you the most trouble?
Well, you know what? Like in any situation, it's not so much the members as it is estranged uncles who are attorneys.
All right, well, then let's ask about which band had the most estranged uncles who were attorneys?
I don't know. You know what? I'm being great with all of our artists. We had a little time there with Backstreet and NSYNC renegotiating their deals, and I think that's normal. Like, you know, if I had a job and I worked hard, I want to get renegotiated, or like a football player or any sports celebrity wants to renegotiate, and that's normal. You do those things. We never had a drag-down fight in court ever, you know, with any of our artists.
Are you still on good terms with all these guys?
Sure. I see these guys from time to time. You know, like I say, Aaron Carter's now 17. He's doing great. His brother Nick just did a little thing with him in the studio by us, and of course, Backstreet Boys will come back out in April, and we're still making money off their record sales. I mean, you know, it's something where, you know, we still have relationships with these guys. And
Of all the people that have come through your office, any particular individual, because I know it's a lot of bands, you have a lot of, you know, ensembles that you have. It's an ensemble cast. But is there anybody, you know, any one talent?
We don't have an ensemble show.
Ensemble show like Jack's.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Do you have anybody that stands out in your mind, you know, above all, or, you know, somebody's just heads and tails above the rest?
Well, you know, we're working with Jordan Knight right now from New Kids on the Block.
Right.
He's doing phenomenal. We have, like I say, Aaron Carter. We have, of course, you know, a lot of up and coming artists too that we're working with, and I think that just in general, each one has their own style, and that's why we've been successful.
You want to throw out any up-and-comer names that we might want to look for?
Yeah, I think that what we're looking for is Jasper and Kelly. We're working with Rodney Jerkins with that project. We have our band Natural. That's a good rock band that's coming out, and you know, one big thing about us is our music is wholesome, family fun. So we get the parents liking it and the grandparents.
Yeah.
And that's what we get. And these people, they're waiting for the tide to turn. They're waiting for when people have to swear in all their songs. They're waiting for people to come out with good, clean stuff. And that's what we
right.
do. And I think the time is there. It's ready
God
to go.
Goddamn right. Last thing I got to ask you. With these guys, at some point, no matter how talented you want to say any of these bands are, and they've sold millions of records. But let's face it. Unless you're a Beatle, and even if you're a Beatle, if you're a Ringo, somebody's going to come to him and say, dude, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
At what point with these guys do you go to them and say, listen, maybe it's at the peak of their popularity. Here's what I'm curious. When a band has a number one hit, and everybody in the world seems to know it's going to be their only hit record, but they're walking around like their ass doesn't smell.
Right.
Do you ever go up to these guys and say, listen, you schmuck.
Really?
In 5 years from now, unless you save money, you're going to be working at McDonald's. Nobody's going to remember this record because you're the flavor of the month. Do you say that to these guys?
I tell these guys one thing, is that you're as good as your last hit. So you got to make sure that your hits keep coming. And one day, there may be a little vacancy in getting hits. So you always got to save for a rainy day.
Right.
So it's
keep it going. I mean, you look at the Rolling Stones or you look at Pink Floyd. I mean, it's still moving today.
But could you it's funny you brought that up. Realistically, at age 60, can you picture Justin Timberlake and NSYNC getting together and touring and singing like Bye Bye Bye?
I don't know if you're going to see NSYNC getting together, but you may see Justin following the footsteps of like a Paul McCartney if he wants to one day, but he's going to have to keep coming through with a lot of hits and a lot of things. I mean, Paul McCartney's had a great track record in writing songs, creating, being in a band that was a phenomenon. And I think that, you know, these are things that if the artists want to do it, they have to work towards
it. You know, I think you're right, because I think when you look at the artists that are in their 60s today, the icons that are performing today that still are on the stages, they still have hit records. They're not relying on hit records that they had 30 years ago.
Right.
They
right.
still, you know, even if they have to reinvent themselves, they have the hit records.
Hey, and your man Justin, how surprised are you about him with Cameron Diaz? I mean, please. he's like way out of his league on that, isn't he? Right? No, yes.
She seems to love him.
She seems to love him.
She does.
All right, and Lou, are you wearing a jogging suit right now, sir? That would be a yes. All and right. Are you wearing any gold chains?
I'm wearing actually a platinum watch and ring.
Ah, there you go. Good for you.
I wear my Roger Dubuis, and sometimes at night I wear my Jacob watch.
Ah, good for you. Yeah.
Oh, there he is, everybody. Lou Pearlman. And Lou, you were New Kids on the Block, right?
We flew New Kids on the Block, and that's how I got to start up with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all those.
Okay, because you mentioned Jordan Knight.
Yep.
Did you ever have any kind of a dream that way back then that Mark Wahlberg would be who he is today? Because I used to watch him in those videos and think, I hate that jerk. And now I got to be honest. Like, if you check him out in The Italian Job.
Oh, he's a fantastic actor, yeah.
He's
made
beyond
a film career for himself. He's going to be probably a movie star for a very long time.
He's
really
beyond
good.
Great. But you
got to hand it to Mark. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch has changed. And I think if you look at Mark, the way he became a great actor and moved forward, it's great. I mean, you got to be so proud of these guys. You know, they work hard at it, and they do a lot of acting lessons and watch people and study. And they get good opportunities, getting good roles as well. And I think that it just goes to prove it, you know, how great it's been. And, you got to hand it to them, and they work hard.
And Lou, we're out of time. Thank you for being on the show. I know you didn't handle them, but what's happened to Hanson?
He got a haircut.
That's Lou Pearlman, everybody.
Thanks for talking to us, Lou, and good luck with all your new acts.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I hope Robert's mad. Robert Mailman.
Oh, really?
Well, because he didn't get an extra segment so we could talk to Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, well,
tonight.
Lou Pearlman, you know, interesting story with all those bands that he has.
I know, just Robert will be mad.
He'll be mad while he's coming back in. He won't be mad as long as you play him at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
I will. Robert will equate that to a guy in Toledo making pancakes.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is that he said.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
expensive pancakes,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It is sort of the same, though.
He made it up.
You know, I wonder if that guy Lou Pearlman has to use the tongs.
Yeah, but they're made out of gold.
Yeah, have you seen him?
He's platinum.
He's a member of the
he's the
BMS,
big man's club.
I mean, the big man supper club, absolutely.
You can tell, you know. Yeah, he basically, when he uses the tongs, what's in there is dollar bills. Okay.
Okay, I gotcha.
I mean, really. I saw a documentary on that guy one time. My God.
Did it show him on the toilet?
Yeah, it did. With dollar bills coming out. Yes.
What is your...
It's like an ATM. It might have been 20.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, could Archie Bunker's meathead be the next California governor?
Oh, look, there's some red ink got out on this $20 bill of mine. That's awful. Oh, it came from the Lou Pearlman ATM.
Enjoy your brown Benjamin.
You know what the A stands for? In ATM.
All right, this money doesn't look right.
Ass teller machine. Buzz.
I figured, yes.
Oh.
Stay tuned for news and comment.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Here we go.
Radio with Buzz's Buzz's News, brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet for smokers. I've just heard this from our weather desk.
Yes. We have a programming alert.
Ron and Fez, our good friends, will be on tonight at 7.
Really?
Oh, yes, thank you, Rob. The lame piece of crap, Gary Williams, I'm still the coach of the Maryland Terrapins show, has been postponed tonight. I'm not making this up because of the weather.
Yes, the roads are dangerously moist. Stay tuned for further programming alerts.
So Ron and Fez will be heard tonight at 7 on WJFK. I guess that there will be a big, gigantic snowplow that they hitch their ride on.
Provided Ron and Fez can make it into the building.
Yeah. Tonight, Mike, I might have to ask that you stay a couple seconds past the close of the show, just in case we have to continue into the next shift.
And deliver more programming alerts to our listeners.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Please do. I'm Joe Krebs.
don't forget tonight, boy, would Ron and Fez hate this if kids listen to the station. Because I'd love saying this.
But yeah,
hey, kids.
Listen to see if there are more cancellations.
That's right. Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez will have all your
all the school closings tonight.
No.
Make sure you listen to K106.
That's right.
Tonight. Tonight on the big Ron and Fez get-together.
That's right. I'm all.
Just wait for Ron to say, call now.
Sure.
It's time for the, what do they call it? Shout-out.
Yes, the shout-out.
The shout-out.
Did someone call for a doctor?
Oh, wrong. The shout-out tonight.
Listen for the school-closing pyramid.
That's right.
And then also, I think Ron and Fez tonight on the show are doing the school spirit contest, where the most votes gets a...
Concert by the Raspberry.
A free concert by Jimmy Eat World.
And if schools are open tomorrow, they'll have the lunch menus.
That's if they're open.
That's
and
right.
And you won't know that unless you listen to Ron and Fez.
That's right.
And in case they don't mention it, call them ask them if your local school will be open tomorrow.
They'll be able to tell you if Tuesday's pizza day.
All this blizzard we've had.
That's right.
Too bad the coach of the Terrapins is unable to make his show tonight.
But stay tuned for further programming alerts.
Now we return here to the Buzz Show.
Hi, Donna.
I'm Bob Ryan.
Already in progress. With Arnold Schwarzenegger's popularity dipping in the polls, especially among the Democrats who helped get him elected.
Very nice.
For them, there's only one man to be the next governor. Meathead.
Hey, did anybody see Arnold during NASCAR yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He did the green flag.
Did he really?
And then he stayed there for, I think, they said 6 laps.
And he went to the Oscars last night.
That's right.
Busy man.
Very nice.
Busy man. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hate being the governor and things like this.
Very nice.
A new statewide survey shows that actor-director Rob Reiner, who played Meathead on All in the Family, is at the moment the Democratic favorite. Well, the next election is not quite 2 years away, and the poll also shows that 56% of the registered voters still say they would likely support Arnold, with only 42% willing to vote against him.
I'm going for Dave Coulier.
And that's just if Arnold runs. He hasn't said yet whether he will.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
Thank you, Mr. Governor.
Future Governor. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger admits that he used steroids to help become the champion bodybuilder.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he says he does not regret using steroids, even though he's now calling for a ban on them. Quoting Arnold on ABC's This Week, that's what we did in those days. We were experimenting. It was a new thing. Arnold says he used them only under a doctor's supervision, much the same way Elvis experimented under a doctor's supervision.
And pretty soon they're going to take over my brain, and I will have the special brain diseases associated with the steroids.
Arnold's already been handed a bill that would have outlawed steroids, but he vetoed it, saying the bill would have also banned a lot of good and harmless bodybuilding supplements.
I will not sign anything that bans the cream and the clear.
Quoting Arnold, what you need is to get strong is protein.
Inject in my buttocks.
Ouch. Yes, a nice big steak.
Come here, Jose.
Schwarzenegger.
Jose Canseco.
Just put that right...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ow!
On the feet.
Ow!
Schwarzenegger told the news magazine, but I would strongly recommend against people taking drugs. Arnold's most recent drug of choice, by the way, has been nicotine. And he says it made him hallucinate while driving his automobile. Arnold told Conan O'Brien last week he'd tried nicotine gum to break his cigar habit.
Maria, look out the window. There's a big pink elephant outside the window of the Hummer.
Shut up, Nazi, drive.
He tried the gum based on advice from former cokehead Tom Arnold. And by the way, Tom Arnold's just been fired from ESPN's Best Damn Sports Show.
It's Fox Sports. Oh, and I should tell you about Tom Arnold.
Thank you.
You know, I went to see the acupuncturist.
I wonder why they fired that. I mean, that show was relatively popular. That's a surprise move to me.
Oh, no, the show is still on.
Right, I mean, right. I'm just surprised Tom they Arnold. Canned him. Yeah. You know, it looked like, I mean,
he
rat on crack. I mean, that's where he had found a home.
Yeah, but the other guys are not quite as rat on cracky.
Right, right.
And last Friday, here's the Tom Arnold thing. I went to see the acupuncturist,
right.
And I thought it went okay.
Mm-hmm.
I read today that Tom Arnold is also a fan of acupuncture.
Uh-oh.
However, Tom Arnold is having acupuncture done to his testicles. Because
man.
He wants to increase his sperm count.
Okay.
Like the stuff he did with Roseanne isn't gross enough yet.
Like that's a lovely picture.
And Rob, if you could ever find your way back to the studio, I'd love that tape of Tom Arnold talking about Rosie's eggs.
It's the most disgusting tape we have.
It's the best Tom Arnold tape in the world.
Speaking of acupuncture, I'm reading here from Singapore, acupuncturist Osun Hock has been performing acupuncture on an elephant, on a 15-year-old Asian elephant, to try to help the elephant's leg heal. So acupuncture popular with elephants.
Very nice.
We're told that Pope John Paul II is recovering from a recent bout with the flu, but Irish bookmakers are already taking wagers on who'll be the next pontiff.
I say he's going to the happy hunting ground inside of 4 weeks.
I've got the answer on who takes the spot.
The first message is, hey, Robert the Mailman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Footman. Pope Robert the Angry. The company known as Paddy Power says Cardinal Dionigi Tetamanzi is the 5-2 favorite.
What about Stan Musial? He's my favorite cardinal. Stan the man. How about Bob Gibson, Mike?
Hey,
he was a great cardinal, wasn't he?
Sure, absolutely. Or you can get modern and get Larry Walker in there.
Or what about Ozzie Smith?
Tony La Russa.
Wouldn't it be great if the Pope did, like, backflips?
Oh, man, anytime something great would happen, or after any major service that he does in St. Peter's Square. Hey, he's going to do the backflip now with the robe.
And then his son could be on American Idol.
Be exciting.
Do you follow any of this, Buzz?
No, not at all.
These are all guys who play for the St. Louis baseball Cardinals.
I got that impression. Mm-hmm. And Cardinal, as I understand it, the fiercest robin-sized bird known to man.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But, you know, the Arizona Cardinals have changed their logo.
Uh-huh. Have they really?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. Go to the website. Whatever it is.
But distancing themselves from the baseball team?
Oh, no. What they've done is it's still the same cardinal.
Same bird.
Except they just made the face a little slantier.
Piercer. A little meaner.
Remember what they did with the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo?
Yep.
And what they did with the Atlanta Falcons, Falcon?
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of made it like on an angle.
Sharp edge.
And he's supposed now, the cardinal is supposed to look angrier.
Yeah.
supposed to look...
more demon-like?
Yeah. Primed to kick ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is a nasty bird. Yeah, the cardinal attack reports keep pouring in.
I'll find it. You look.
All right. By the way, the much easier to pronounce Jamie... nothing's easy for me to pronounce. Let me take another run at that. The much easier to pronounce Jamie Lucas is the second choice for the next pontiff at 3-1 odds.
Jamie Lucas.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Easy name.
It sure is.
How about Jamie Farr?
Now, he's not a candidate. No, it'd be a long shot, I think.
Every time Regis tried to say Jamie Foxx today,
it was Jamie Farr.
He said Jamie Farr when he's talking about the Oscars.
God, I hate it when I screw up like that.
Tetamanzi, at age 70, is the Archbishop of Milan, currently. He's the favorite. Now, when Saddam Hussein goes
hold on, Mike, I need you to come over here.
All right, we're going to take a look at the new cardinals. The fierce new cardinals.
Now, you remember the old logo, the cardinal helmet that was on for years in St. Louis. That's how they've changed it. See how they've changed it?
So jive.
See that?
That's stupid.
That's their new logo.
Look at how they just did the eye and they made it look meaner.
See, doesn't he look angrier though?
That is scary.
And if you want to compare...
Now it's a threatening bird.
Yes.
There's the guy, they got the old Cardinal on the other guy's helmet.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm scared. Boy, I don't want to take on one of the worst teams in the NFL now.
There's Scary Cardinal.
Watch out.
Jesus.
Man, oh man.
When Saddam
Hussein... What are you going to do next? Bring Buddy Ryan back?
Make him fiercer?
Mm-hmm.
When Saddam Hussein goes on trial in Baghdad for murdering and torturing his own people, he'll have to sit in a cage.
Wow.
In the courtroom.
In a cage?
A Hannibal Lecter-style cage.
Hello, Clarice.
A specially built courtroom still under construction under the watchful eye of British and American security workers.
You dug yourself a hole. You hid in the hole. You put a Persian carpet over the hole so they wouldn't discover you, but you were found. And you smelled like you were in there for 16 days, which you were. You're Saddam Hussein and you're going down.
Hey, you know, that's the one thing that I thought Chris Rock did last night.
What?
That was, you know, I mean, I hate Bush like everybody does, but the Bush jokes that he did seemed to be like the stuff that the guy from the Razzies had.
Right.
And also, I got the joke about if someone at the Gap said that someone at Banana Republic was doing something. But,
right.
But isn't that joke really like a year ago?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, yeah, Chris. I mean, everybody can sort of say that it was not the best performance in the world.
Right.
Yeah, he was operating under tough circumstances, I think. I think there were a lot of people working against him in the Academy before the show.
Which one of you guys told
me? I agree with that. I think really if it would have been interesting to see.
Which one of you guys told me about the joke that they changed?
I was telling you that they changed the joke.
Yeah, listen to this now.
I read or heard, I forgot where I read this, that he had actually had the joke about gaining weight for Renee Zellweger, and she's going to be gaining more weight in playing instead of Bridget Jones, Deacon Jones,
right.
That originally was supposed to be Star Jones.
Oh,
see, I'm laughing.
The Academy didn't like that joke.
Oh, my.
So. Because Star Jones was out on the red carpet.
But, you know, the whole wait for the star, you know, the whole Jude Law thing, I didn't get it. I wasn't tracking it.
I agree with that. One thing that was censored from last night's show, Robin Williams was going to sing a song about censorship, about the blue-nosed groups that are cracking down on things like Buster the Bunny on PBS, that sort of thing. The reason Robin Williams came out with tape over his mouth is that song
had
been censored from last night.
Is that the reason he did that?
That's the reason he had the tape on his mouth.
The one good thing about Star Jones is when she finished, the carpet was excessively red.
Oh, God. Ew.
Especially in high def.
Make up your own reasons. When we come back, President Putin of Russia has a question for Bush about Dan Rather.
Hey, Pooty Poot.
When we come back.
Hey, I got Pooty Poot on the line.
Right there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope my windshield wipers work.
Me too.
You know, with all this snow.
Might be damp.
Be careful.
We'll keep you updated.
Or we'll keep you updated.
That too.
I'm Joe Krebs.
When Bush met Putin, Bush wanted to know why democracy is maturing so painfully slowly in the former Soviet Union. And Putin wanted to know, if America has free speech, why'd you fire Dan Rather?
Hey, listen, it about Russia? Yeah. How can we be friends with Russia when they're, like, giving nukes to Iran, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that the deal, that they're, like, setting them up? They're saying, hey, we're going to show you how to make nukes. You want to know?
No. Or they say they're doing it under the guise of sending in nuclear materials for power plants and stuff. But then they're going to get it back. They're going to get it back when it's spent. And
what's up with... I don't like Russia.
You're smart there.
Thank you. Like, I'm not smart everywhere,
you're
but thank
you. Smart. No, I'm not saying
you,
that. I'm saying that's good judgment on
thank
your
you.
Part.
Appreciate that.
I think you shouldn't like Russia. I've always had a problem with Russia.
Johnny Patriot.
Absolutely.
That's me.
I remember. I like that guy with the, that they poisoned in Ukraine, though. I like that guy. I think he's a good ally.
But he's been poisoned.
He's two-faced. I don't mean he's two-faced.
He's on his second face
he's
now.
He's like Harvey Dent.
Don't judge a man on his bumps.
That's right.
Anyway, Putin wanted to know, if America has free speech, why did we fire Dan Rather and why did those people at CBS lose their jobs? Serious question from the president of Russia. The truth is, the people at CBS were asked to resign for basing a news story on a phony memo, but they're refusing to quit and CBS won't fire them out of fear of a lawsuit.
Listen, here's what you should be worried about. How come his wife's mustache won't go away?
Dan Rather, meanwhile, is being allowed to retire in disgrace after being told he's allowed only 7 network-supervised interviews once he leaves. But Russia's president had the impression that President Bush had fired Dan Rather and those other reporters, according to a senior White House aide. The White House says the president tried to explain to Mr. Putin it doesn't work that way. Putin, however, is still not buying it. The White House says that's because KGB officers have painted a distorted picture of the U.S. for the president of Russia.
Listen, that's a little scary.
If, if Bush ran TV, Blue Collar TV, and Reba would be on every night. Thank you.
And, is that
and
so
Jeff
bad?
Foxworthy.
Thank you.
And Walker.
Thank you.
In sports, is Boston's Fleet Center about to get a name that Red Sox fans will hate?
Enema?
The owners of the stadium are auctioning the naming rights to the facility on eBay with the money going to charity. Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees had his lawyer put in a bid, and unless officials reject that bid, he could be the winner.
Who cares?
Finally,
we won.
You've heard the stories before about stupid laws still on the books, but nobody's ever done this. 23-year-old Richard Smith's announced he's going on a crime spree, traveling state to state to break some of these strange and outdated laws.
It's a lot of fun.
San Francisco to Hartford, Connecticut. He'll see if he can get arrested for falling asleep in a cheese factory in South Dakota or for whale hunting in Utah. He was hoping to break the law Virginia considered about letting your underwear show above your pants, but that law died on the table. He will play cards with a Native American Indian in Globe, Arizona, even though that's illegal. He'll drive around the town square in Oxford, Mississippi, the prohibited 100 times.
No, he's not retarded.
He'll go to Jonesboro, Georgia, and say, oh boy. He'll play golf in the streets of Albany, New York, give lighted cigars to dogs and cats in Zion, Illinois.
It's a lot of fun.
Take a lion to the movies in Baltimore. He'll wear a jacket and pants that don't match in Carmel, New York, and in Miami. He'll flaunt the law that says men cannot wear strapless gowns. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
That's only because Buzz is wearing his Hillary Swank outfit tonight.
Oh, I love that backless.
And you know who else is wearing that tonight? Fez Watley's wearing the same thing.
I hate it when we dress alike.
Same exact outfit.
A little too long, though.
Hey, would you stop it with the gay bashing with Fez, Mike?
A little too long in the back.
We gotta go. Good day to you, sir.
Too long for you, maybe.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
You want to smell my hands?
You'll never wash that off. Never be able to wash the black off you, Rob. We will see you tomorrow, although I know you'll try tonight. God damn it, you'll scrub.
Good night, fools.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.